breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's talk of deploying National Guard troops on a crime-fighting mission to Chicago has spurred demonstrations, and a social media post by Mr. Trump has the anti-Trumpers even more agitated.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now meme online that said, "Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War." Illinois' governor was not amused, calling the president a wannabe dictator, and Donald Trump responded,
"We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill five people every weekend."
He has promised to send National Guard troops and immigration agents to Chicago following similar actions here in Washington. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Israeli paramedics say at least five people have died in a mass shooting in Jerusalem. Happened at a bus stop at a busy intersection. At least 15 people injured, six in serious condition following this morning's attack. Police say two attackers were neutralized soon after the shooting began. President Trump says Israel has accepted a U.S. peace proposal for Gaza. He's urging Hamas to follow suit. The president says he is confident about that and about getting a deal between Russia and Ukraine.
"We're going to get it done. The Russia-Ukraine situation, we're going to get it done. I have confidence we're going to get it done. Think of it. I got seven done, all of which were impossible to do."
Russia continues hammering civilian targets in Ukraine, killing at least four people in the latest aerial assault. Jury selection getting underway for the Florida trial of Ryan Ruth. He's charged with trying to assassinate Mr. Trump while he was playing golf in South Florida last year. The court has blocked off about 4 weeks for that trial. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 58 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 84 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
And good Monday morning. It is 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, and looking at you live here at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95, all four lanes open, 895 next door. Pretty good shape right now. No delays, under 5 minutes, so that's perfect for this time of the morning. After that, you're good on 95 towards Russell Street, down through Camden Yards, and eventually to the Beltway on the southwest side. 695 looks good. Very quiet on the JFX right now. You're clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 52 degrees. Hunt Valley has 51 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Football fans gathered at M&T Bank Stadium yesterday, last evening, to watch the Ravens open their season against the Bills in Orchard Park, New York. If you went to bed at the end of the third quarter, you saw the Ravens up 40-25 in full command of the game, and they lost it. Final score was Buffalo 41, Ravens 40. Wow, what the wheels came off. Wes Moore has once again ruled out a 2028 run for president during a Sunday morning appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. Moore said he's excited for another run for governor, and he will serve a full second term if reelected. He says the state has one of the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in the U.S. The population is growing, and Maryland is moving. When he asked about President Trump deploying National Guard troops to Baltimore, Moore said he would accept federal support to fund more violence prevention programs. He also noted that violent crime in Baltimore dropped in recent years without the use of the National Guard. An investigation is underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in Baltimore County. Two people flown to hospital by Baltimore State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash at Butler Road and Westminster Pike. According to the preliminary investigation, an ambulance from Carroll County was on the way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by the tractor trailer. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Pick 3, lottery number 114. Your pick 4, 7644. And next, you have Stein on Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And it was a disturbing trend, unfortunately, last night, continuing in Buffalo.
32 yards. Prater made it. And the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win.
Mike Tirico with the call on NBC last night as the Bills do rally back from a 15-point deficit in the final 4 minutes to absolutely stun the Ravens and the fans. 41-40 was the final, with a key Derrick Henry fumble with 3:06 left in the game that opened the door. After the game, a sullen John Harbaugh at the mic.
Very disappointing. We're just going to have to regroup and get ready to go play a long season. We got 16 games in front of us, and good football team, tough environment. Obviously, we did many good things, but we didn't play well at the end.
How many times have we heard that? It's the eighth time since the start of the 2022 season that the Ravens have surrendered a double-digit fourth-quarter lead, and it's the first time in NFL history a team has lost when scoring 40 or more and rushing for 235 or more in a game. Elsewhere in the AFC North, Steelers came back to beat the Jets with a fourth-quarter rally, 34-32. Bengals nipped the Browns in Cleveland, 17-16. Orioles got Shohei'd by the Dodgers yesterday at Camden Yards, 5-2 the final. Two homers by Ohtani, giving him 48 on the year. Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the Ravens' historic loss and what a weekend it was at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And at top of the morning to you, welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love that
99.9 FM in Harford County. It is a Monday. That's right. It's the right choice for Maryland. Monday, September 8th. 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome back from your vacation. Coming up on this hour, Governor Moore's school jab policy has a lot of people scratching their heads. Speaker Johnson clarifying what he said about Donald Trump being an FBI informant in the Epstein case. But our top story here, once again, in the sanctuary city of state, I should say, of Maryland, an illegal alien from Guatemala, 35-year-old Hugo Hernandez Mendez, brutally murdered a Maryland teenager and threw her body off a bridge last month. You might remember the names of Kaylee Hamilton and Rachel Morin. 19-year-old Dakara Thompson went missing 2 weeks ago after she left her father's house to put gas in her car. Surveillance video from the gas station shows that she approached Hernandez Mendez's vehicle. After speaking to him for about a minute, she gets into the passenger side.
Willingly.
That's a little bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
She went to put gas in her car, and then somehow she ends up in the other guy's car. Police said they drove to the suspect's home, where he may have sexually assaulted Thompson before killing her in his bedroom. Hernandez Mendez threw Thompson's body off a highway bridge in the Annapolis area into the South River. Her naked body was located there. She had skull and facial fractures, was identified through her tattoos. She may have been sexually assaulted as well. Now, what is not clear here is that Park Police, back in April of this year, stopped Mr. Hernandez Mendez and cited him for drunk driving. He got a DUI, operating a vehicle with a blood alcohol content over the limit, open container, operating a vehicle without due care, a bunch of traffic charges, reckless driving. But they released him pending trial. Now, here's the bugaboo. The point here is that it is unclear whether the Park Police knew he was illegal at that time.
Okay.
We don't know. Because he was carrying a D.C. DMV driver's license. And non-U.S. citizens can get these licenses if they meet requirements for real ID, proof of identity, Social Security, and other identifying documents. So this is part of the problem in granting illegal aliens driver's licenses in the state of Maryland and in the District of Columbia. Because, you know, in this particular case, we had to jump through hoops to get a real ID. Do you remember?
Yeah, indeed.
And now you're giving out real IDs to people who aren't even in this country legally. There goes the whole idea of security behind the real ID. Now, the Prince George's County U.S. Attorney Aisha Braveboy, and now she's the county executive, she took over for Olson Brooks. She's now trying to blame the Trump administration, saying, quote, the U.S. government has made status of individuals relevant. This was someone who was in their custody, and they made the decision to release him. End of quote. Spokespeople for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Park Police did not immediately respond to requests for comment. But as I understand it, as I've been told through my source, that the Park Police did not know he was illegal at the time. That's why he was released pending trial. Had he been identified as an illegal alien, he would have been retained, perhaps detained and deported.
There's nothing on the licenses that they receive indicating that they're not a U.S. citizen?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then how the hell should they know?
Yeah. Once you give them a real ID. I think that in the Maryland there might be. In Maryland there's something on the actual license itself. I'm not sure about the D.C. driver's license, though. So we'll have to look into that. That is, yeah, that is the case.
Information pending.
But it could just mean that you're a non-U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean
yeah.
that you're illegal. Correct. You could be a resident alien. You could be here on a tourist visa. You could somehow, you know, be a visiting professor or student and get a driver's license, but not be illegal. So that is the sticking point. But it's happened again in Governor Moore's sanctuary state of Maryland, in the sanctuary jurisdiction of Prince George's County and the District of Columbia.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 6:13 Monday morning. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Hey, Chuck Whitaker, how are you, bud?
All right. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Nice to be back Monday.
It was a wonderful, wonderful vacation I had. Wonderful.
That's very good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. I'm finally getting over my cold, I think.
Good.
Just about done. The west side outer loop delay is already there. It's not really a big backup, but it's slowing on the outer loop right at I-70. Both the tunnels still running okay. We made a quick check towards Annapolis, and everything's fine coming into the Bay Bridge westbound from Route 8. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound. No problems right now at Sandy Point. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Lots of sunshine, low humidities, and 76 degrees today. Overnight back down into a cool low 50s. It'll be clear, but then we start heating up the rest of the week. It'll be sunny, and temperatures back up in the mid to upper 70s, close to 80 by Wednesday. So just get through the next, it's just going to be a gorgeous week at least. All right, now clear in 52 in Ellicott City, and 58 in Annapolis. So a nice cool morning as you head out. Time for some one-liner news. Two winning Powerball tickets were sold in Texas and Missouri. The winning jackpot, $1.8 billion with a B, dollars. I think I had the numbers right on my Powerball ticket.
Oh, yeah?
And then all of a sudden, this Phillies Karen came in and and took it from me.
Give it to the kid.
As part of a new contract, Elon Musk is in line for a payout of $1 trillion if Tesla meets a series of aggressive sales targets over the next 10 years. Musk was so confident that Tesla was going to hit their goals, he didn't even play Powerball this past week.
No, wow. I wouldn't think so. No.
The NRA is slamming the Trump administration's plan to ban trans from owning guns. They said they're simply supporting those people whose pronouns are locked and loaded.
Nice.
Scientists have determined there are four distinct species of giraffes, not just one species, as previously thought. How about that? Hmm. Maybe five now, if you count the one working at Toys R Us.
Yeah, Joffrey.
Joe Biden's presidential library will be built in Delaware. And we're just got a sneak preview of the schematics here this morning. There is a private custom shower stall. In case, you know.
It's very nice. Oh, don't go there. God, don't go there. Gee whiz. Just got back, man. Don't go there.
It will feature lots of oxygen tanks, a defibrillator, and by the way, a huge basement.
And a corn maze.
That's right. And a pool where he can display his hairy legs.
Yeah, and a Corvette garage.
That's right. With classified documents all over it.
Right.
That being said, we had a couple of deaths, actually several deaths over the weekend. The most prominent is Davey Johnson. For those of us that were here in Baltimore during the World Series years of, 66 through 71, Davey Johnson, he was a player on both those World Series championship teams in 66 and 70. Of course, 69 was the upset to the Mets. And later become one of the best managers of all time. Do you remember? We'll talk with Gary about this a little bit later on, but he was one of my favorites. He was a great player. He was a competitor. He was gritty. He was like our version of Pete Rose. He hustled every play. Davey Johnson, of course, became one of the winningest managers as well. And on the very day he won AL Manager of the Year, remember he came back to the Orioles in the mid-90s.
That's right.
And brought us out of the Death Valley and made us competitive again. He gets AL Manager of the Year. On the very day he gets that award, he was fired by Peter Angelos.
Yeah.
About the Robbie Alomar charity thing. So, Davey Johnson passed away at the age of 82. The co-founder of Supertramp, Rick Davies, died Friday in Long Island after a long battle with cancer. He just did a concert in Long Island just a couple days ago. And you might remember Mark Volman from Flo and Eddie and also the co-founder of the Turtles. Wrote a lot of their songs, Happy Together, and so on and so forth. He passed away over the weekend. Today is Star Trek Day. And Star Trek, of course, I bet you didn't know that Leonard Nimoy had an album called Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space.
No, I didn't. I knew that.
Didn't know it, don't want to know it. Yeah.
But we found it. At least we think we did.
Oh, good.
I think we've heard enough of that.
Yeah, that's the new format, folks.
Apparently not a big seller. So the big story everybody was talking about over the weekend was at a Philadelphia Phillies baseball game.
Yeah.
One of the Philly players hits a home run ball into the stands, lands into the stands in an empty seat area, and a father rushes over to grab the ball, gets the ball, retrieves it, takes it back, and gives it to his son immediately. Now a woman identified as Phillies Karen runs over and says, "That's my ball," and demands that he give the ball back. Now, the father made a decision to de-escalate and does give the ball back, or give the ball to the Philly Karen. here. And afterwards, he and his son were describing what happened.
As soon as it cracked off the bat, it was starting to head our way a little bit. It fell and kind of bobbled between the two armrests. And I picked it up and I just walked away and held the ball up high and put it in Lincoln's glove. And then she showed up. As she reached for my arm, she just yelled in my ear, "That's my ball," like super loud. I jumped out of my skin. Then she's like, "Those are from our seats." And I said, "There was nobody in that seat." I pretty much just wanted her to go away and be dad and show him how to de-escalate a situation. So that's where I went.
I wasn't very happy that we had to give it to her, but we can't win. She was going to get it anyways.
No, she wasn't going to get it anyways.
Yeah, I would have given it back. Would you have given it back?
To her? No.
Yeah, no. No. Chuck, would you have?
No.
No?
Not a shot.
Not a shot.
I'd have given it to her, but it wouldn't have been the ball.
Well, it turns out that not only did the son get a signed bat and ball from the Phillies, this guy that runs Camping World, CEO of Camping World, gave them a camper, an RV camper, and tickets to the World Series. So they end up, and apparently we're hearing now a rumor that the Phillies Karen has been fired. There's already a new theme song for her.
Karen.
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 You what?
Why did you do that?
Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
That ball was mine.
Yes. So we have not been able to confirm that we've put Gary Stein on the story, so hopefully he can get some more details for us there. But that's just an incredible incident.
She looked like, there was one picture, she looked like Elizabeth Warren.
You're absolutely right about that. She was sporting that haircut, what, from the 80s, that little bob that they wore. All right, Chuck, seen a couple. I want to tell you about our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements. And again, it's time for the Rescue Natural Supplement Labor Day sale, which continues for most of this week. But also, we want to remind that living heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDLX Q10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It is Rescue's most popular wellness duo. You add the 1250 Omega-3 to your cart, apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and the Rescue LDLX Q10 will be added for absolutely free. Call today 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use the code TOGETHER when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDLX Q10 for free. Again, use the code TOGETHER at res-q.com today.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Monday morning, 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Brake lights beginning to form now. Outer loop just south of the ramp at 795. So that's the morning buildup. Nothing in the roadway right now. You're heavy from there. 795 Liberty Road, I-70, Route 40, and then better after Frederick Road. 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel now with some brake lights beginning and the slowdown forming right there at the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast, I should say. Today, sunshine with a high about 76. It's going to be low humidity. Enjoy it. Cool nights down to the low 50s, and then things start heating up for the rest of the week starting tomorrow. It's clear in 54 in the city, 54 in Millersville. So we're talking about, once again, the sanctuary state of Maryland is the home of a brutal murder. A 19-year-old woman was sexually assaulted, brutally murdered, and her body thrown off the bridge right off Route 50, right over the South River there in near Annapolis. And, of course, the Prince George's County sanctuary morons like Aisha Brave Boy are trying to blame the Trump administration because the park police pulled this guy over in April of this year on a DWI. But again, I think complicating this whole issue are these driver's licenses that they tell us that they have to absolutely do for safety reasons, right? We got to give the illegal aliens, and we got to get them licensed. We got to get them regulated. Got to get them registered. Otherwise, they're going to be driving out there unlicensed.
Right.
Well, if they're driving out there unlicensed, then you know, two things. One, they should you throw the book at them, and two, you know, the fact is that they're illegal. You find them and you detain them and you deport them. That's what this is all about. But when you give them documents, basically allowing them to stay in this country and drive, even though they've broken the laws of our country, you're asking for problems. And this is exactly what has happened here in this particular case.
Right, but basically what they're saying is you want to make sure people can do this. They're breaking the law, so let's solve that by making illegal behavior legal. That way there's not a breaking of the law.
So yeah, yeah.
It's an idiot way of going about it.
It's a bass backwards, as they say. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, happy Star Wars Day. And also don't forget 9/11 later this coming Thursday, 24th anniversary. We may never forget. Here's a question. That doesn't make sense. The lady comes in, fills up a car with gasoline, and then all of a sudden gets to another car with somebody else. Would you have thought the gasoline attendants who she just paid to, you know, get the gasoline would have been always suspicious already? Why would she be leaving her car? She already filled up with gas. Then she got in with some stranger, and they just drove off. That would have raised suspicion. What are paying, and what did they do with that car? Did they do anything about it? Do you get the idea what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and that is one of the missing links here, is why would a woman who just goes to put gas in her car, then at the gas station, you know, get into a car? And I have not seen the surveillance video yet. I hope to get a look at it. But, you know, if she got in willingly, then you wonder if it was drug-related, or did she know this guy for some reason? But why would you just leave your car there? Why wouldn't you pull your... I don't know if she pulled the car over or not. So we got to get the surveillance videos. That's a great question. And then secondly, was she somehow coerced? And we don't know that or couldn't see it on the video to get into the car in and of itself. So, you know, those are great questions. But at the end of the day, this guy was illegal. And we have another dead woman in Maryland as a result of welcoming illegal aliens into the sanctuary state of Maryland. Mark, thanks for the call. 410-922-6680. If you want to weigh in on that. And also, if you were the guy that caught the or got the home run ball, he didn't catch it, he went and got it and retrieved it, and we just wanted to give it to your son, would you have given it back to the Phillies, Karen? The cheap Elizabeth Warren knockoff. But
still unidentified, by the way, because the person she's identified as being says, wait a minute, I'm a Red Sox fan. I've never gone to a Phillies game. So we're still not sure who this person was.
We're not sure who this person is and whether or not she has been fired from her job, which that's making the rounds. Stein on Sports will hopefully have more details for us coming up at the bottom of the hour or later on this morning as well. Governor Moore was on Meet the Press yesterday. And he said this about the National Guard coming into Ballmer.
You and Baltimore Mayor Brendan Scott just announced that you're actually stepping up law enforcement in Baltimore. Governor, your Baltimore, I should say, still has the nation's fourth highest murder rate in the country. Why not accept the president's offer to send in National Guard troops?
Well, no, we absolutely accept the offer for federal supports. That, you know, the president's proposed budget actually cuts supports for the FBI and ATF bureaus, which are things we actually could use. That the president, when you're looking at the big, beautiful bill, it actually cut $30 million of funding for violence prevention programs that are happening in the city of Baltimore and across the state of Maryland. And when I first came on board, I was very clear that public safety was going to be our number one priority.
How do we know that's a lie? Right?
Yes.
It's not. It's certainly the juvenile explosive juvenile crime. And the other is, obviously, we'll get to the $30 million cut to programs like Safe Streets. Okay. 6:29, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Folks, I got to tell you, my folks that I have to take care of my HVAC for me, they come into a seasonal check. I'm due for that, actually, within the next couple of weeks. They take care of my electric as well. It's Tim Kyle. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they are proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. With our hot summer weather just winding down now, I tell you, it's important to ensure that as we go through this transition, that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. Online, you'll find them at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling.
Coming up next, did Speaker Johnson claim that President Trump was an FBI informant? 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. An investigation underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in Baltimore County. Two people flown to hospital by Maryland State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash at Butler Road and Westminster Pike. According to the preliminary investigation, an ambulance from Carroll County on the way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by the tractor trailer. The ambulance had its lights and siren activated at the time of the crash. The tractor trailer transporting fuel. Police say there were no leaks. Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings on Friday. A 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy shot the 2700 block of Edmondson Avenue. Both teens taken to hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening. On Saturday afternoon, a man was shot the 3600 block of 9th Street in South Baltimore. Medics took that victim to the hospital. No update on his condition. And Saturday night, a man was hit by gunfire the 100 block of South Dean. He suffered a non-life-threatening injury. City police investigating a series of vehicle larcenies and destruction of property incidents in the Riverside area of South Baltimore. Incidents happened in the areas of Covington, Race, and Johnson Streets on Friday night. Witnesses told police that they saw at least four suspects near the Race Street vehicle break-ins. The vehicle break-ins follow a recent crime spree in nearby Federal Hill that damaged more than 30 vehicles and three vandalism incidents at Moo Moo Cow's ice cream shop. And football fans gathered at Baltimore's M&T Bank Stadium last night to watch the Ravens open their season. It ended up a disappointment. You'll have details coming up on Stein on Sports right now at 6:32.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 Lottery 114, pick 4, 7644, and now Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
They're back up on 895 now. The Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway is starting to work its way in from the Urban Avenue ramp, so we're about 10 minutes plus right now for the delay there. 95 is still clear, with all four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Early buildups on the Beltway begin on the outer loop right before the bridge at I-70, maybe backing up now towards Liberty Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, apparently no lead is safe with the Baltimore Ravens, and it wasn't safe last night in Buffalo. Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Derrick Henry's fumble with 3:06 left opened the door for Buffalo last night, and the Bills rammed their way through, overcoming a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit, scoring 9 in the final, 158 to slay the Ravens at the gun. 41-40 was the final. Post-game reaction first from the head coach, John Harbaugh.
We'll go back to work like we always do. You know, we've been here before. This is how the NFL works. It's a tough league. You know, you play tough games in tough environments, and hopefully you learn from it and keep getting better. You get better throughout the course of the season, become the team you're going to be. It's a long journey.
And then Derrick Henry, who rammed his way through the Buffalo defense all night long, over 170 yards rushing on his late-game costly fumble.
First of all, I got to take care of the ball. I told my teammates at the game, put the boss on me. I own it like a man. We've emphasized taking care of the ball since we got back. It's a big emphasis, especially in our room, running back, taking care of the football, keeping it high and tight.
Keeping it high and tight, he did not do that with 3:06 left. The loss continued a trend for the Ravens, who have now surrendered a league-high 8 fourth-quarter double-digit leads since the start of 22. And here's the stat of them all. From 2008 to 2021, the Ravens were 79-0 when leading by 14 or more points in the second half. That was the best in the National Football League. And that was Sunday night. Saturday night in Baltimore was the complete opposite. It was total joy.
Can the Orioles do it again? They did it last time.
What a night it was. Kevin Brown and Big Ben with the call on Masson. One out from being no-hit on 21-31 night. The Orioles score 4 to win 4-3 over the Dodgers in truly one of the greatest wins in Orioles history. Now, yesterday, L.A. was able to salvage the final game of the series behind 2 solo shots from Shohei Ohtani. 5-2 was the final at Camden Yards. Elsewhere in sports yesterday, the U.S. Open final goes to Carlos Alcaraz in 4 sets over the world's number 1, Yannick Sinner. And Denny Hamlin advances in the NASCAR playoffs at Gateway, starting from the pole and leading for 75 of the 240 laps. College football over the weekend, everyone victorious locally. Maryland took care of Northern Illinois 20-9 on Friday night. Malik Washington impressive again with 2 touchdown passes. Blake Horvath leading Navy to a big win over UAB 38-24 with 2 second half touchdowns. And then it was Towson locally getting a touchdown with 28 seconds left to play on a pass caught by John Dunmore. The Battle of Baltimore goes to the Tigers over the Morgan State Bears. The time now is 6:37 when we return the highs and lows of a great sports weekend.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, Bruce, good to have you back, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, all I can say, guys, is wow.
Yeah.
What a weekend.
Yeah.
The highs and the lows.
And it's the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, as Jim McKay would say in the wide world of sports.
Literally within the last 24
Saturday
hours for Baltimore sports fans.
The 30th anniversary of Cal Ripken's 21-31.
God, what a night.
Then Davey Johnson, the news that he had passed, one of the great Orioles of all time.
82 years old as a manager and a player.
Yeah.
And then, of course, last night, we lost to Buffalo. And then, of course, you got the Phillies Karen that we need to talk about.
Yeah, by the way, I've got some exclusive audio I'll share for you.
Oh, okay, good deal.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know, coming up on her thoughts. She's already weighing in. During that whole process. Right. Have you identified her yet? Have you?
Well, not by name, okay. but apparently, and I had told you before the show today that there was a rumor circulating on social media that she had lost her job. The rumor was that she was an employee of the Hamilton Public School system located in Hamilton, New Jersey, and students from that school rose up and flooded social media with messages about Philly Karen.
So I have some audio here from the Philly Karen during the game.
Okay.
This is when it was going on. Here's it. Here's
and
it.
Now, the thoughts of the Phillies Karen.
Hey, a home run ball is coming my way. I'll just reach up and... Whoa, that man grabbed it for his son. Oh, good for him. I hope that little fella enjoys his souvenir. But wait, as a white woman with an inverted bob haircut that peaked in the mid-2000s, I'm contractually obligated to be an entitled monster who throws a public tantrum. You know what they say? With great haircuts comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
So let me roll up my sleeves, because it's showtime, Donna. At least nobody at the ball game will judge me. In Philadelphia, we have a term for obnoxious fans. Fans. Hey, that ball was mine!
And those were the thoughts of the Phillies Karen.
So if you're the dad, what do you do?
No.
No. Absolutely not. She has no right to that ball.
One of our listeners says, the short answer is no. The long answer is hell no.
By the way, you asked her name. There's other rumors circulating around the internet about her name. One was Leslie Ann Kravitz, which has been debunked. The other one was a Cheryl Richardson Wagner, which has also been debunked, apparently. Yep. So we don't really know, at least at this point.
Yeah, she's probably in hiding right now.
Absolutely.
Have they checked Elizabeth Warren?
That's not bad, actually. That is not bad.
There's Doppelganger City, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the best doppelganger picture I saw over the weekend was Jalen Carter and Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
Do you see that?
That was so perfect.
It was perfect. Separated at birth. I'm telling you.
Yes.
All right, Gary. Thanks.
You got it.
40. 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, interesting comments from the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, when asked about the Epstein stuff that continues to bubble around in Washington, D.C., I had these comments.
The president knows and has great sympathy for the women who've suffered these unspeakable harms. It's detestable to him. He and I have spoken about this as recently as 24 hours ago. What he's talking about is the Democrats who are doing this with impure motives. If they cared so much about this, why didn't they do something during the 4 years of the Biden administration when the Biden DOJ had all the records? They didn't say a word about it. Now they're doing it for political purposes.
Yeah, pretty clearly. And that's my point, very well taken. They had the documents. They had the DOJ. They had the Congress. Why did they choose to do nothing about it? Well, could it be that they're concerned that some of their names are on whatever list there happens to be, if it proves there is a list? And then Johnson continued. This is where it gets curious.
It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down.
What? Would you say that again, please?
He was an FBI informant.
He was an FBI informant.
He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down.
Hold on a second. There's got to be a clarification on this, Sean.
Yeah, there is. Speaker Johnson has issued a statement to the Washington Compost. Quote, the speaker is reiterating what the victim's attorney said, which is that Donald Trump, who kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, was the only one more than a decade ago willing to help prosecutors expose Epstein for being a disgusting child predator. End of quote. Epstein was raiding Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Virginia Giuffre, who committed suicide, sadly.
For employees.
They were employees of Mar-a-Lago. He started raiding them with Ghislaine Maxwell, and Trump said, out of here. You're not welcome in this club anymore. He kicked him out of the club and anybody, including Ghislaine Maxwell, with him. So that's what Johnson said he was referencing. He was not an actual FBI informant.
A little sloppy language there.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, all things considered. So, by the way, we have some Greta Thunberg coming up for you during the course of the show this morning. You'll want to hear. The little hate goblin is back at it, and she has more solutions for problems we had no idea that actually existed. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the Chuck Whitaker.
There's a minor wreck. It looks like it's on both sides of the roadway here, northbound 95, coming up towards White Marsh Boulevard. One vehicle in the median, one vehicle on the shoulder. They're kind of looking at it just a bit, but the northbound traffic is still running okay for the time being. We'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, we filled in just a bit on the Parkville side of the Beltway, and you should begin to see that fill in pretty quickly now, right around Harford Road. On the west side, outer loop delay had already started in that area at 795, headed south towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny, low humidity, about 76 for the high today. Overnight temps will be cool, knocked down to the low 50s. Things begin to heat up starting tomorrow through midweek. So we'll be back up near 80 by Wednesday or Thursday. Right now, clear 54 in Millersville and 53 under clear skies in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bubba Johnson.
I like the sound of that.
All right, pumpkin time. At least it's pushing the pickle stuff off the front pages. For a while, it was the chicken sandwiches. Remember that?
Yep.
The battle over the chicken sandwiches.
Yep.
And then it was pickle mania or pickle palooza. Mm-hmm. Now pumpkin time is back. Pumpkin spice latte and pumpkin cream pies returning to McDonald's for the fall of 2025.
God bless those people who like that stuff.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
New smoky chipotle rub. Chuck uses on himself every night. No, that's over at Wingstop now. They're putting him on their wings. You know.
Does he put him on his wings?
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, you better watch where you rub it.
He puts it on his left wing.
I'm not going to watch you. No.
And then puts it on his right wing.
I didn't mean you watch me.
No. No.
Prevert.
I had a good vacation, Chuck. Don't spoil it now.
Oh, it's already you said that twice. Shut up.
I'm carrying the image of wonderful vacations of mine. Until now,
yes.
Now I have Chuck's wings.
Watch Chuck put stuff on his wings. Isn't one of them. Hostess is bringing back maple glazed donuts and more for the fall of 2025.
What the hell's a donut?
It's a miniature donut. It's a smaller version of a donut.
Okay. They play at the Gaiety at 5 o'clock.
Yes,
the donuts.
Didn't you see them at the Wigwam Club years ago?
Yes, they did.
That's what I thought.
Right before Roy Clark was there.
Right.
They had that hit, didn't they, in the early 60s? Phil Spector's Wall of Sound, they were one of his groups, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. My Boy Donut.
Ronnie Spector and the Donut.
That's right.
And also Pumpkin Spice Twinkies. There you go.
Good.
Just for you, Bruce. Finally, Pumpkin Pecan Pancakes have made a limited return to Denny's for this fall. It'll also include the new bourbon bacon sirloin dinner and chocolate cinnamon milkshake at Denny's, participating Denny's. So there you have it. All right, very good. Chuck, we've seen a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:46. Let's take a call here from Carol in Columbia. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. I thought I'd share with you the story of how Dave Johnson became Davey Johnson.
Okay.
It was in the 1970s. I went to a baseball game at night in the old stadium by myself, and I was watching Dave Johnson and how fine a player he was. And I realized that he didn't get hardly any press, didn't get any fan attention, because he just played the game. He wasn't flashy or splashy. You know, he wasn't Brooks or Frank or Boog. And I thought what he needed maybe was a nickname, but not a flashy one, because he just wasn't a flashy guy. So I sat there that night, and I started calling him Davey J. And a group sitting next to me, we were right behind the dugout, asked me what I was doing. And I said, oh, well, it's Dave Johnson's new nickname, Davey J.
So you did it.
And
so, Carol, you are the one that is responsible for nicknaming Davey Johnson.
I am.
Wow.
A few months later, I was listening to a game, and I heard announcers call. He was coming up to bat, and he said, "Now, Davey J." And I turned my head and looked at the radio. I couldn't believe it.
Well,
wow.
We're going to have to.
Impressed.
We're going to dispatch Stein on Sports to interview you and to tell your story on his weekly commentaries, because that's a great story.
It's just a little thing I'd never told.
And then years later, we would get another Orioles player by the name of Dave Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't take Davey. He was just a regular Dave.
Yeah.
Well,
but he did say you don't. You doesn't have to call me Johnson. With,
but I wanted to draw attention, and of course he dropped the J when he became a manager in Japan. Naturally,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, God, what about Japan?
He went to Japan and then came back, and then he managed the Mets to a World Series in what, 86. He came back to Baltimore, and where he rescued us in the mid 90s before Peter Angelos fired him. Remember that flap? And Carol, thanks for the call. It was all about Robbie Alomar.
Yeah.
And he fined him. And I think the story, and Gary can correct me if I'm wrong, I think the story was that he fined him $10,000, but he had to pay the money into Davey Johnson's wife's charity. And Peter Angelos said that was inexplicable. It was inexcusable. And he fired him. And the day he fired him, he was named the American League Manager of the Year.
Well timed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't as bad as John Miller got fired for wearing Hawaiian shirts and sandals.
Yeah. Really? And so, all legitimate reasons. Look, they're at will employees. They'll be fired for anything they want.
You know? Crazy. Hey, Greta Thunberg's back.
Oh, she's a hoot, man. Greta Thunberg, who keeps finding problems we had no idea we had, so that she can say, I solved all those problems for you, says now that there's a rather obvious link we need to be aware of between climate change and what's going on in Gaza.
Of course, there are the obvious links between climate justice, environmental destruction, and Palestine, which is wars, occupations, environmental degradation, ecocide, huge emissions, they go hand in hand, as Palestinians know very, very well.
Yeah, so in other words, somebody is destroying all their crops, meaning they're hungry all the time, right, Gretz?
By destroying all the conditions to maintain and sustain life, by, for example, destroying cropland.
By the way, it's the Palestinians who are destroying the cropland. But don't let that fact get away. So we have for you now, Greta, something for you to carry with you all the time. Your very own Greta Thunberg song.
Some say I should look like Sydney Sweeney. Feminine goddess, flawless and dreamy. How dare you, I spit in your face.
How dare you? How double dare you?
She sings a lot better than she speaks, I'll tell you that much.
It really does.
651, the best of the morning drive is here each and every day, WCVM.com, on our Rumble Facebook pages, and it is being brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com. A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just as we thought, MS-13 Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia will be deported to Eswatini.
To where?
Formerly known as Swaziland.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, Eswatini.
Yeah.
Yeah, because initially he didn't want to go back to, Venezuela. because of the rival gang that no longer existed.
Right.
Then he was didn't want to go to the, they would send him to the Congo or Uganda or someplace. And he said he was worried about going there because of some threat to his personal safety. So now he's going to end up in Eswatini.
I mean, Eswatini, weenie little bikini with polka dots or something. 653, talk radio 680.
He can wear his little yellow polka dot bikini, and he goes back to Eswatini.
Eswatini.
Shut up.
I thought an Eswatini was something without.
Yes, it's like, I'd like a dirty Eswatini, please.
Oh, yes, shake and not stir.
Go ahead. Thank you so much. I'd like a coffee Eswatini.
Just go rub yourself.
Nice.
653.
Nice. Why don't you?
Tell me. It's traffic and weather on the threes. That's and here nice. He is, Rubber Johnson.
I just saw a guy drive off the parkway onto the shoulder because you said that. Northbound at 197, just the normal heavy traffic there coming up from Powder Mill Road. Out of control. Not my fault. Northbound BW Parkway slow there. Southbound's not bad from 100 down to Route 32. Beltway now is filled in. 795 to Frederick Road. Parkville side a little slower at Harford Road. The 895 connector now is about a 15 to 20 minute delay beginning around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 a little slower coming into the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Restate Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Restate Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a sunny, low humidity day. High about 76 right now. Sunny and 61 in Stevensville and sunny and 55 in Pasadena. By the way, I did look it up. The D.C. driver's license. Now, this is where it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not a U.S. citizen, you are eligible to obtain a D.C. DMV driver license if you meet the requirements for the Real ID proof of identity, which includes Social Security, current D.C. residency, and legal presence in the United States.
Well, wait a minute now.
So this individual that is accused of murdering 19-year-old Dakara Thompson must have had stolen identity, Social Security, whatever the case may be, because you can, as an illegal alien, get a real ID. So, I mean, there's some. This might be a loophole, might be a gigantic loophole in the system, but we got to check that out. And that's the reason why Federal Park Police didn't detain him, because he was legit. He had a valid D.C. DMV driver's license. So they didn't know he was an illegal alien. Baltimore residents are being asked whether or not they would love the National Guard to come into Harm City. And they have differing opinions, as you might surmise.
Do you think the National Guard would help?
I think it would make a lot better because it would control the area and the drug dealers and the users won't be around here as much.
Yes, I do. Because right now our city needs it. This city and its Baltimore is on fire right now. Like, we need as much help as we can get.
If we can get federal resources, we should extend our hand to the federal government and ask for federal resources.
You want to see the National Guard? The
National Guard can serve it. Well, we're at ground zero right here, Pennsylvania North, where the National Guard was last posted up in Baltimore.
My feeling is if the federal government's offering help, you know, one's foolish to turn it down.
I don't think so. I mean, I just don't think so. I think anyone who's lived here through Freddie Gray, through a curfew, through almost having martial law a certain kind of way, having the ramp closed off and locked off to come in after a certain hour, literally being blocked from it if you were on that side of town, with the guard there and a couple of other different departments, I think psychologically it's not probably best for people who probably still haven't healed from what's already happened with that. I think the city knows what can happen with it being here, and I just don't think it's necessary. I think there's a lot of initiative and incentive than the people here.
So six people responding there. Five out of the six say yes, they want the National Guard.
What does it mean, people who haven't healed yet?
Yeah, who knows. But the one comment that stuck out to me was Baltimore's on fire right now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right about that. I was looking through Governor Moore's press releases on Friday, and I discovered this one. This was this past Friday, September 5th. He said the federal government's rapid changes and unnecessary swirl around vaccine policy is harmful for Marylanders and all Americans and could result in disastrous public health outcomes. He goes on to say that, and this is the paragraph that really stuck out to me, quote, for children, school immunization requirements have not changed. COVID-19 vaccines are not currently required for students under this schedule, but schools may implement their own recommendations and requirements for attendance.
So the school nurse and each individual school decides.
Yeah.
Swell.
That's a wonderful health policy, isn't it? Isn't that just wonderful, parents? You better check out your school right now, because school's back in session, to see what your school nurse...
There's no review board. There's no supervision of this.
No.
So an individual school nurse can either say, yes, you're required, or no, you're not required. And the word of that individual counts.
According to Governor Moore.
Amazing. Just amazing. That's all I got to say. Hey, living heart smart means paying attention to your cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. Now, right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega-3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to your cart. Apply the code TOGETHER at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be added for free. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Remember to use that code together when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue LDL XQ10 for free, Sean.
It's 7 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump issues an ultimatum to Hamas about the remaining hostages.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel has witnessed its deadliest mass shooting in a year. At least six people killed in an attack by two gunmen at a busy bus stop in North Jerusalem. Police say a soldier and a civilian shot and killed the attackers soon after they opened fire. The operation's been dubbed Patriot 2.0. ICE raids in Massachusetts targeting criminal illegal aliens that the Trump administration calls the worst of the worst. Saying we're not going to war, President Trump insists that he is justified in planning to deploy National Guard troops to fight crime in Chicago.
You know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend? Eight. You know how many people were killed in Chicago the week before? Seven. You know how many people were wounded? 74 people were wounded. You think there's worse than that? I don't think so.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now image online commenting, Chicago's about to find out why it's called the Department of War. President Trump still holding out hope for a peace deal to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. So far, though, no end to the hostilities. Russia launched another major aerial assault on civilian targets. A drone and missile attack killed at least four people, resulted in widespread damage. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
703 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at just that one minor accident. It was on both shoulders on 95 North in the area at White Marsh Boulevard. So right now, it's not a big deal. Traffic northbound is fairly quiet through there. No construction so far on 95 North at Route 24. Everybody's moving through there, so that's always good news. Filled in quickly on the Beltway, the Parkville side, the west side already. Not bad through Green Spring, but once we get the sunshine right there at Park Heights Avenue, and that could be pretty soon now. I'm going to change the camera. We start to get that back up as you come around the curve from that area at 795 and start heading east. You're still in the shade right at Park Heights Avenue, but soon the sun is going to take over, and that will be a problem coming up from 795 through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you have 53 degrees in Little River. Bel Air also 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues. Football fans gathered at Baltimore's M&T Bank Stadium Sunday night. Last night, the Washington Ravens opened their season against the Bills in Orchard Park, New York. If you left at the end of the third quarter, you were pretty happy. If you turned back into the end of the fourth quarter, you're saying, what the heck just happened? Final score was not 40-25, which is the third quarter score. It was 41-40. And the Ravens lost. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has again ruled out a 2028 run for president during a Sunday morning appearance yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. Moore said he is excited for another run for governor, and he will serve a full second term if reelected. He says the state has one of the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in the U.S. The population is growing, and Maryland is moving. When asked about President Trump deploying National Guard troops to Baltimore, Moore said he would accept federal support to fund more violence prevention programs. An investigation is currently underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in Baltimore County. Two people flown to hospital by Maryland State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash. It took place at Butler Road in the Westminster Pike. According to the investigation, ambulance from Carroll County on its way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by the tractor trailer. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 114. Your pick 4, 7644. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guarantee rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. So many questions and so few answers provided by the Ravens last night in the wake of Baltimore's stunning collapse, a 41-40 loss at the hands of the Buffalo Bills at the final gun. One question posed to John Harbaugh in the postgame was with the Ravens leading 40-38 with a minute 30 to go and Buffalo out of timeouts. Why did he elect to punt on 4th-and-3 from his own 39 with a chance to win the game right there?
I did think about going for it. You know, you just 4th-and-3, if you don't get it, you're in field goal range, you know, so...
I think Pontiac's probably what most people would do there.
Well, that's true. Most people would have done it, but 9 plays and 66 yards later, the game was over. No doubt about it. 41-40 the final, despite 170-plus yards on the ground from Derrick Henry. But that big fumble with 3:06 left to play opened the door for the Bills. Orioles yesterday going for the sweep against Los Angeles, but Shohei had other ideas.
And Ohtani clobbers the ball right center field, carrying back toward the wall. It's out of here! A leadoff shot from Shohei.
Call on Dodgers TV, one of two on the day for Ohtani. 48 on the year. The Dodgers prevail. 5-2 was the final at Camden Yards. And finally, the NBA Hall of Fame recognizing a Baltimore great over the weekend.
To every kid watching, I want you to hear me loud. You are not your zip code. You are not your last name. You are not your setbacks. You are your vision.
From the Murphy Homes in West Baltimore to the Hall of Fame, Carmelo Anthony has climbed the mountain. Coming up in 30 minutes, the cost to the city of the Maryland Cycling Classic. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back indeed. This is, of course, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We'll take a look at, well, a couple of things. One, of course, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro indicts 2 juveniles in the murder of that D.C. intern. And top story here today, of course, the ICE raids cometh to Chicago. Tom Holman and Pritzker squaring off about that.
I got to tell you, it's been amusing over the course of the past weekend, you know, in the car, heading back down here, looking at Facebook and seeing the pictures were being posted of, you know, 2 helicopters flying overhead somewhere in the Chicagoland area. And somebody would say, the invasion is coming. The invasion is coming. 2 helicopters in a city of 2.721 million people. Yeah, that'll do it. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of the state of Illinois, a rabid anti-Trumper, says, well, we have rumors. We have rumors, but they're good rumors about ICE.
We're getting, again, it's all secondhand, thirdhand. There are a lot of patriotic Americans who work in the administration or work at the departments or in the military who have let us know things without, you know, having permission to do so. And so I would call some of that rumor, but, you know, well-sourced rumors.
So what he's saying basically is there are still patriotic people inside the administration, implying that anybody who is not giving him information has got to be anti-American or anti-Pritzker in some fashion. Are you following the Democrat logic here? He says that what we do know is, after all, Great Lakes Naval Air Station is north in a town called North Chicago, and they do have a police force, and they do know what's going on.
We also know because Great Lakes Naval Base, mm-hmm. which is where they're stationing themselves, is in North Chicago. And so the North Chicago local police and local elected officials have at least some information. So, look, I don't have a lot to share with the public. Whatever I have heard, I have shared with the public because mm-hmm. I think everybody should know, despite the fact the federal government would like them not to know, apparently.
Really? The federal government would like them not to know. Oh, you have Tom Holman later on this half hour, Governor, saying anything you want to know, we'll tell you. All you got to do is ask.
He claims, yes, he's
we're
got,
coming.
He claims he's got moles inside the Trump administration, which are feeding him information.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe they're feeding him disinformation.
It could be. And this to me,
somebody's been feeding him. That's period.
Yes, exactly. This is the funniest cut. J.B. Pritzker says, don't worry, we're bracing for, quote, the invasion.
We think there are about 300 agents that may be at Great Lakes and preparing to invade the communities around Chicago, like Little Village, like Pilsen.
Again, this is a city, according to the most recent census, of 2.721 million individuals. 300 ICE agents are just about to invade. I'm not quite sure. But if the Chicagoans said, oh, no, you're not, chances are they'd be outnumbered. The 300 would. Chances are. It's not an invasion. It's simply law enforcement, you doofus. 713 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, our very own doofus. It's Chuck Whitaker.
He looks like Buddy Hackett. I keep saying, it's like, come on in here.
No, I know. He's a lot heavier than Buddy Hackett.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Their head's about the same size.
That's true.
95. Unbelievable. 95 South is slowing now right around the curve at Eastern Avenue. So from there through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 15 minutes at this point. About the same on 895. They're slowing back at the Erdman Avenue ramp. So really nothing too bad right now. Everybody's moving and we're doing okay. The northbound traffic on 95 is clear at the Sky Ramp at 395. I said earlier, you're in the shade at Park Heights Avenue. Now just in 15 minutes, bright sunshine on the inner loop at Park Heights. Now backing us up back towards 795. You're in the shade coming up to Reisterstown Road. Come around the top of the hill, and there's the sun right there, and it is a big factor at that point. Slowing on the Parkville side before Hartford Road and the west side, pretty solid now. In place, the normal stuff, 795 going down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a gorgeous day today. Low humidity, sunshine, 76. Things will heat up later on in the week. Right now, it is a beautiful morning. Sunny, 52 in Columbia, 52 in Owings Mills. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump weighing in on why he needs to send the National Guard to Chicago. Reporter was asking, well, why not New York? Why not Boston?
Why? Let me ask you. Yeah. Really higher than Chicago? Excuse me. Do you know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend? 8. You know how many people were killed in Chicago the week before? 7. You know how many people were wounded? 74 people were wounded. You think there's worse than that? I don't think so.
Now, this weekend, 5 dead, 10 wounded. And that was, I didn't get Sunday stats yet either. So it's just, it's a war zone. They call it Chirac. For obvious reasons. Boy, the left is melting down over going back to a... Remember, the Cracker Barrel, you know, they tried to change the logo and they went back to Cracker Barrel. Well, we went back to the Department of War. Because Trump says we have to send the message. We're willing to go on the offense, not just be defensive. So the Department of Defense, he signed an executive order on Friday, and now we have a Secretary of War. Pete Hegseth is the Secretary of War.
When did it become the Secretary of Defense? What did it become, the Defense Department? It used to be the War Department.
It was. I think it was up till 1949. Then right after, I might be off a little bit by a year or two, but right after World War II, then they decided they needed a more of a global message that, you know, again, this was going to be encompass all the military. You know, there used to be separate military branches.
Right.
And they were identified as such. But now they all come under the, that was in the Department of Defense. And now, of course, the Department of War is what they do. They plan and strategize what we need to do in war. And I think the message is, don't mess with the U.S.
Yeah.
Trump's approval rating is at an all-time high. A new poll out, 55% of Americans support the American First agenda. That is according to James Johnson, pollster. That is a record high for the Trump administration now in the second term. By the way, you might recall there was a Hyundai plant that opened up in South Carolina. When it opened up, then President Chairman Joe Biden said it was going to be filled with American jobs. Well, on Friday, it was raided by the Department of Homeland Security 475 workers were arrested at the plant near Savannah, Georgia, for being in the U.S. illegally or violating the terms of their immigrant visas. The majority of the illegal workers arrested, 300, were South Korean. So the South Koreans, it's a nice little gig if you can get it. You open up a Hyundai plant in the U.S., you promise you're going to hire Americans, and then you secretly import 300 of your own people to go to work in the U.S. You know, this is the kind of games are being played. And, you know, everybody's the 22,000 jobs. You know, when you start getting into the jobs numbers, you see these jobs are being held by Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And not foreigners, and not illegal aliens. That's where most of the job creation was in the Biden administration. It was for foreigners and illegal aliens. Now we're getting some real job numbers, and they'll get better as the rates drop. The Trump administration has now found 23,000 missing migrant children since January in just 230 days. 23,000. They've arrested 400 traffickers. Sadly, 27 children have been found dead. For murder, overdoses, and suicide. Nobody wants, the media won't touch this story. The state-run drive-by Alphabet Media ignores this story every day. And shame on them. President Trump has issued a final threat to Hamas to release the hostages. Quote, this is my last warning. The Wall Street Journal tried to poison the RFK Jr., Department of Health and Human Services, said that he was linking Tylenol use during pregnancy and having a folate deficiency to autism. Not true. Again, that's a Rupert Murdoch, I Hate Trump publication, and they're lying. They're making up stuff now about Bobby Kennedy. And they're going after him. John Thune says he may invoke the nuclear option to break Schumer's block on Trump's judicial nominees. Stop talking and start walking. Stop telling us what you're going to do. Just do it. Can't believe it. This is the second week in a row now he's made the threat and has done nothing. Panty waste. Marjorie Taylor Greene sends a formal request for the Justice Department and the FBI to investigate Georgia's 2020 election. Good. Finally. Somebody is taking the bull by the horns. And finally, UFC Chief Executive Dana White confirming on Friday that President Trump approved a UFC cage match on the White House lawn. And, of course, saying, we got it done today. This is going to be planned for next summer. 250th anniversary of the United States. The event will reportedly include fireworks, lasers, and thousands of sports fans on the White House lawn. It will be broadcast on the Right Side Broadcasting Network. And the UFC Octagon will be there.
My understanding is that the featured match will be Donald Trump and Keir Starmer, yeah, the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
So. That won't take long.
No.
Day 232 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
For those of you who are having problems with your transmission, you like the car, but the tranny's starting to go, listen up. There's a way of going that's going to save you a lot of money and give you high-quality work. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, they have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business now for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
At Wallace Roofing, we don't just build roofs, we build relationships. Some of our customers are in their 80s and 90s. We've worked on their homes, their children's homes, and even their grandchildren's. That kind of trust is earned, not given, and we never take it for granted. We're a third generation, family-run company, and a promise to be here when you need us. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, 410-655-3700, MHIC. NYC 1566. Above all, a good roof.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
By the way, Ed Hale has gone into the belly of the beast this morning at 10 o'clock. He's going to hold a press conference at Penn North.
Oh.
He says, I will go alone to Penn North on Monday. Dear members of the media, hope you can make it. Jesus, Ed, I hope you make it out.
723 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Robert Johnson.
Maybe I better hang around and do reports just in case.
Yeah, you might.
Might be some extra traffic in that area. And then again, maybe not.
Then again, maybe not.
Shut up. Birthday boy, vacation boy, whatever the hell you are. What are you?
Every day is Bruce's birthday.
That's true. You life tell is, the way he acts.
Life is good, man.
Tripping his hair every day. You're like, well, never mind. Northbound 95, no construction, not working today, at least so far at Route 24, so we'll take that. 95 from Harford County, 83, 795, 70, all into the Beltway this morning. Just the normal heavy traffic through the area. The interloop to Pikesville, fighting the bright sunshine right now. That's the cause of the backup there, coming up from Liberty Road through 795, the Parkville side of the Beltway. That's the normal delay. And the west side is stacked up now, right in that area from 795, going down through Route 40 West. JFX, no problem, still clear from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine, low humidity, 76 today. Gorgeous weather week in store right now, of course. 51 and sunny in Reisterstown, and it is 54 in Middle River. I want you to know that this is a trivia question. I think many people probably aren't aware. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, he has a cousin, formerly known as James Pritzker, but now is Jennifer Pritzker.
Okie doke.
Jennifer Pritzker is a trans individual.
One would have guessed, yeah.
That served in the Illinois Army National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he doesn't want the National Guard called into Illinois, because, I mean, how do you accessorize camo? I'm not quite sure that would
I'm not
work.
Not sure that works.
But Jennifer James Pritzker, been a big advocate for the Rainbow Mafia in Illinois. But that is his cousin. It was previously reported it was his brother. I want to make sure we didn't report that, but it's his cousin, James.
Here's a great story for you. Ready? This is Pritzker again. Pritzker removed 15 toilets from his mansion to avoid paying $330,000 in taxes, according to reports out there. A billionaire, that's Pritzker, deliberately manipulated the property tax value of his Chicago mansion to get a tax break. In 2016, he purchased this historic Gold Coast mansion in Chicago for about $3.7 million, next to his primary home, which is valued at $6 million. Reports allege that Pritzker had 15 toilets removed from the secondary mansion so it could be classified as uninhabitable right before the assessment took place, which reduced the property's value from $6.25 million to $1 million, and thus reduced his tax liability as well. This is the guy who's now Mr. Moral, Mr. High and Mighty, Mr. I know what's good and what's bad. Yeah, you do. You also know how to work the tax code. But, man, with 15 toilets missing, might we ask what you... I don't want to know, to be real honest. 410-WCBM-680, Tom Ullman pushing back on J.B. Pritzker's moves as governor, saying, we know know exactly what we're doing. And if you've pushed us in this direction, we're going to double up agents. We'll bring as many members of ICE as we need to get the job done in Chicago, a sanctuary city.
This is about the President of the United States and his complicit lackey, Stephen Miller, searching for ways to lay the groundwork to circumvent our democracy, militarize our cities, and end elections.
Yeah, that, of course, once again, was J.B. Pritzker talking about the moves Donald Trump is making with ICE. This is Tom Holman.
He's damn straight. We're going to flood the zone. So, look, we don't have that problem in Florida where Governor DeSantis is requiring every sheriff and chief to work with us. We don't have that problem in Texas. We have the problem in sanctuary cities. So where are we going to put majority of our resources? In sanctuary cities, because we know we have a problem.
You know, they know they have a problem. They know they're going to have to address it. And the criminals being released without ICE present means the ICE agents have to arrest them in a more high-risk situation.
We know public safety threat illegal aliens are released from the jails every single day, which makes it dangerous for the community, makes it dangerous for the officers, makes it dangerous for the alien, because anything can happen on a street arrest. You would think they let us in the jail to arrest that public safety threat and the safety and security of a jail where we know weapons aren't involved.
Yeah, where they know weapons would not be involved. That's the big difference. That's why they want them in the jail, because they know nobody there except the good guys will be armed. You can't have that guarantee if you're going to go ahead and get somebody in the middle of a neighborhood somewhere where he or his compatriots may indeed be armed. And that's a big problem for the ICE agents as they go to Chicago. That's why they're going to double up or triple up or quadruple up, however many is necessary, in order to get these violent criminals out of our country. Period. End of story. More on that, of course, as it develops. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or hearing your favorite song or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you, physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100 online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It's coming up on 7:30, and right after the news, the U.S. Attorney Jeanine Napiro indicting two juveniles in the murder of a D.C. intern, and the parents thanking U.S. Attorney Piro. So we've got that story for you and more. Right now, for the latest news headlines, it is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Investigation underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in Baltimore County. Two people flown to hospitals by Maryland State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash at Butler Road and Westminster Pike. According to the preliminary investigation, an ambulance from Carroll County was on its way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by the tractor trailer. Ambulance had its lights and siren activated at the time of the crash. The tractor trailer was transporting fuel. Thank God. Police say there were no leaks. Baltimore police are investigating several weekend shootings. On Friday night, a 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy were shot in the 2700 block of Edmondson Avenue. Both teens taken to hospitals, injuries that were not life-threatening. Saturday afternoon, a man shot the 3600 block of 9th Street in South Baltimore. Medics took that victim to the hospital. No word on his condition. Saturday night, a man hit by gunfire the 100 block of South Dean Street. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries. City police investigating a series of vehicle larcenies and destruction. This is property incidents that took place in the Riverside area of South Baltimore. Incidents happened in the areas of Covington, Race, and Johnson Streets on Friday night. Witnesses told police that they saw at least four suspects near the Race Street vehicle break-ins. The vehicle break-ins follow a recent crime spree in nearby Federal Hill that damaged more than 30 vehicles and three vandalism incidents at Moo Moo Cow ice cream shops. And football fans, yes, they gathered to watch the Ravens open their season against the Buffalo Bills. It was up at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. At one point in the fourth quarter, Ravens were up by a score of 40-25. That's when you turned the game off, thinking it was well in hand. You were surprised, as I was. Final score, Buffalo 41, Ravens 40, and more details on that coming up from Gary Stein on Stein on Sports. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now it's 7:32. Pick 3 lottery, 114. Pick 4, 7644. And next, traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So, for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
7:33 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
95 South at Powder Mill Road, 198 Cherry Hill Road down to the Capitol Beltway. Normal slowing there because the Capitol Beltway, of course, is heavy on the outer loop towards New Hampshire Avenue, the inner loop fighting some bright sunshine into College Park. So everybody's moving, but it's a little bit slow. And the parkway anywhere between Powder Mill Road, 197, and the Capitol Beltway will have delays as well. Baltimore County says they have a new minor wreck at Joppa Road at Bel Air Road in Perry Hall, and a new wreck in the city at Carroll Park, Monroe Street at Washington Boulevard over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. How many more of these fourth quarter losses can Ravens fans take? That's the question buzzing around Baltimore this morning as the Ravens once again blow a fourth quarter double-digit lead.
32 yards!
With Mike Tirico with the call on NBC, Matt Prater's field goal capping a 9-play, 66-yard drive with no timeouts left for Buffalo as the Bills stun Baltimore again. 41-40 is the final. Post-game reaction first from the head coach, John Harbaugh.
Difficult loss, very disappointing. We're just going to have to regroup and get ready to go play a long season. We got 16 games in front of us, and good football team, tough environment. Obviously, we did many good things, but we didn't play well at the end.
And then an interesting comment here from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton on what he feels like is a crossover from 2024.
We talk about it all offseason, how we struggled last season in the beginning, and it's a new year, it's a new team, and then we come out and do that, and it's like we're saying the same things, or we're saying something different, but we're doing the same things.
8 double-digit leads the Ravens have surrendered in the second half over the last three seasons since 2022. From 2008 to 2021, Baltimore was 79-0 in the same situation. Two superstars from Japan faced off for the first time in the majors, and the guy from Los Angeles came out on top both times.
Ohtani covers the ball right center field, carrying back toward the wall. It's out of here! A leadoff shot from Shohei.
Call on Dodgers TV. Shohei Ohtani off Tomo Sugano in the first inning, and then again in the third, as the Dodgers avert a three-game sweep at the hands of the Birds. 5-2 was the final. Sugano would later leave in the fourth, taking a comebacker off his foot. The loss ending the Orioles' five-game winning streak, the last two of which of the walk-off variety. And Saturday night, speaking of that, it was Cal Jr.'s 21-31 30th celebration at Oriole Park at Camden Yards.
Persevering and pushing forward are traits not just found in baseball, but in life. And that's the real meaning of the streak.
Over 42,000 in attendance on the night, a season high for the Birds. And finally, college football over the weekend. Maryland now 2-0 on the season with freshman quarterback Malik Washington.
Washington with plenty of time. Great shot. Bozeman knocks. He'll walk it in. Touchdown, Maryland.
Joe Beninati had the call on BTN. Malik Washington to Shalaya Knotts, a 42-yard score, 254 in the air for the freshman out of Archbishop Spalding. Two touchdowns, no picks. Terps grind past the Huskies of Northern Illinois. 20-9 was the final. The time now is 7:37, when we return additional grumbling in Baltimore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
First of all, you're absolutely correct. I was listening earlier, maybe a caller called in or a text. The dismissal of Davey Johnson was, in fact, due to the fact that Peter Angelos didn't like Sandy Roberto Alomar's fine money going to Davey Johnson's wife's charity, and that was the cause for the dismissal. And, of course,
on the day he won
on the day he won AL Manager of the Year. And, again, that's one of the things that Peter will never live down,
right,
you know, in terms of his ownership. Additional grumbling, what I want to talk about here, the Maryland Cycling Classic, which occurred over the weekend on Saturday, mm-hmm, I think is a great benefit to the city, obviously, from a PR and an advertising standpoint, brought in about $10 to $20 million worth of economic activity.
Wow.
But the cost to local independent small businesses was huge. It went from basically a Baltimore County affair in the rolling hills up there in Butler and Glendon, et cetera, you know, through the farmland,
yeah,
to a city race this year.
It was a mess.
Traffic-wise.
We were in dinner at Roland Park Saturday night, and it was a mess. You couldn't get in and out.
Yeah, I was going to say,
some of these restaurants.
Right, Roland Avenue was closed,
yes,
for quite a while.
Falls Road.
Local restaurants, shops, et cetera, literally hundreds of small businesses had to close over the weekend because of that. And I'm just wondering, I mean, yes, a great benefit, but also a high cost. Could it not have been done on Sunday? I mean, as opposed to, right, Saturday? Why did it even have to come into the city in the first place, necessarily?
At all.
And, you know, so now, again,
the one place that we went, they had to call in a city construction crew to remove jersey walls from the entrance to this complex so that people could get in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mess. The lines of cars were just, and then the city people didn't know what was going on.
So again, some were winners, and unfortunately, yeah, some were losers.
Right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:39. Speaking of losers, two of them were arrested, indicted. U.S. Attorney Janine Pirro said two juveniles who murdered 21-year-old Capitol Hill intern Eric Tarpinian Jakim were finally released this weekend after authorities had their identities for months. And these were the mugshots, not the juveniles weren't released. And they were, again, there's a third suspect that's still at large they're trying to rein in. This young man, 21-year-old intern for Republican Rep. Ron Estes of Kansas, was killed in late June in Washington, D.C., and, of course, the MPD, their detectives, and Homicide Division worked diligently to identify the suspects. And on Friday, their names were released, and they were indeed indicted and will be charged as adults.
Charges have been filed against two individuals, a 17-year-old juvenile by the name of Jalen Lucas. He's a juvenile, now charged in adult court. Another 17-year-old, Kelvin Thomas Jr., another juvenile being charged in adult court, both of them charged with murder while armed under the D.C. Code 22-2101, which is murder in the first degree. Now, these juveniles have prior violent juvenile records in the family court. This is why, from day one, when I came here, I knew that we were missing a whole segment of criminals in D.C., in our nation's capital, because the D.C. Council thinks that these kids need to be protected. They don't need to be protected. They need to be made accountable, and we need to be protected. I am advocating and have advocated for jurisdiction over juveniles 14, 15, 16, and 17. They need to be brought into the criminal court so that we can prosecute them. Because if we do, we can prevent the murder that happened here, based upon the histories of these two and the third individual that I cannot talk about. Eric didn't deserve to be gunned down, and the system failed him. The system that felt that juveniles needed to be coddled. And it's bad enough to be gunned down on any street, but to be gunned down in our nation's capital is an outrage.
And this is what we call Vinnie Schiraldi disease. And it's the contagion has spread through most of these blue cities, Westmore, Brandon Scott, Baltimore City Council, D.C. City Council, where you have career, violent, criminal, juvenile thugs that have been allowed to wage their special kind of warfare because the older adult criminals use them because they know they get off scot-free. And the 21-year-old man's life was snuffed out as a result. They should have been behind bars, should have been tried as adults. They should have been detained. But here in Baltimore and in D.C., up until the National Guard went in, it was they did whatever they want, whenever they wanted.
Yep.
And that is the mindset of Westmore, Brandon Scott, and the Baltimore City Council. We're seeing it down the parkway, and we're seeing it here on a regular basis. So they can crow all about homicides down, violent stats down, but we know different, those of us that live and have to work here in Baltimore.
743 right now, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now's your opportunity. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Make that call right now because Choose Your Fake News comes up right after Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The morning backup has arrived now. I-97 southbound coming down from Benfield, coming down from Gambrels, all merging right there at Route 32. And then down past the bridge at 178, finding a little bit of that bright sunshine right there. But everybody's open. It's just that morning backup is in play now. Everybody through Annapolis is good from the Bay Bridge through the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Beltway locally, yeah, all the normal delays are there. Parkville side, the inner loop through Pikesville, fighting the bright sunshine as well. The west side, outer loop, 795 going down through Frederick Road. We're in the neighborhood of a 15-20 minute delay, maybe a little bit longer, but everybody's still moving with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. There was a report there might be some debris on the roadway on 95 northbound near 395. We'll get a look at that as soon as we can. Not too early to think about getting your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie's Automotive check your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done right there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be, sunny today, low humidity, about 76. Overnight temperatures will be in the low 50s. And right now it is sunny in Millersville, 56, and it is also sunny and 55 in Parkville. We do need a contestant. If you want to play right now, give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can play Choose Your Fake News up for grabs today. Hey, WCBM beer stein, a little glass.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Really neat. I have one at home and keep it frosted.
I wish I had one at home.
Yeah. Wonder how that could have happened. Oh, well.
I wasn't talking to you, Bruce. You should be the guy who controls the steins.
I don't control the stein. That stein. Yeah. You know, and the other stein is uncontrollable.
I know he is.
You just wind him up, point him in the right direction, and hopefully it works. All right, Dan, it's time to play Choose Your Fake News. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the bogus story, you'll be the winner. Looks like we are playing amongst ourselves today. No listener contestant today. So the best of luck. Here we go. Story number one. A group of oppressed people arriving in a new land in hopes of making a better life for themselves. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
Well, now you're going to hear it again. British refugees will travel across the Atlantic to escape censorship and mass migration. The group of 20 men and women will arrive in New York later this week. How about that, sports fans? As Mel Allen used to say. Story two, Philadelphia's got its first gay sports bar. It's called Marsha's. The woman who set up to open Pennsylvania's first queer women's sports bar, Marsha's, opening up in the Queen Village neighborhood September 19th. And if you call your boss a Richard head, can you be fired? Well, in the UK, no. A UK supervisor was awarded $40,000 after a court ruled she was wrongfully canned for labeling her boss a Richard head. Although her comments were inappropriate and regrettable, they did not justify summary dismissal, ruled the judge. Story one, British refugees traveled to the U.S. to escape censorship and mass migration. Story two, Marsh's, Philadelphia's first queer sports bar for women. And story three, call your boss a Richard head. Don't get any ideas, Chuck.
Written that down.
Does not, in the middle of my hand.
So I can refer to it at any time.
Does not get you fired. All right, so we'll lead off with Chuck this morning.
Richard Head Casey. I like the sound of that.
I knew he was going there.
One, please.
Chuck goes one. For one. Kristen.
There's a lot of British stories here this morning. And anything is possible over there, but I think I'll go with number three.
All right, Kristen goes for story three, and Bruce?
I'm on number three.
Bruce also on story number three. Nobody votes for story number two, the first women's sports bar for queer women called Marsh's.
Mm-hmm.
That is a true story.
Yep.
Story number three, calling your boss a Richard head is not enough to get you fired. That is also a true story.
Ooh,
story
really?
One.
Thank you.
Story one is our big news story of the day, gloating with great glee.
Brucey, Bruce.
Welcome back from vacation.
I know
you missed this.
Welcome back, Richard. I mean, Bruce.
All right, Chuck.
On that note.
So Chuck gets the beer stein.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Where is it?
You got to come here to collect it.
Pick it up.
Yeah. All right, I'll be up there.
You only have 30
days. Get up there by noon if Southwest has a connecting flight. I'm sure they do.
Log it. All right, thank you very much. We'll see you in a couple. 749, the law offices of Mike Lee Freeman are there for you 24-7. And they, of course, are just one of the best, if not the best, in my humble opinion, and personal injury law firms, because they put your recovery priority number one. That really is their priority, and they'll do everything else, handle everything else, schedule everything else. I mean, from battling the insurance companies to if you need a doctor, they'll find you a doctor. They can advance medical costs in some cases. And if your car or vehicle has been totaled in the accident, it's called diminution of value. They'll handle that as well. Everything and anything involved with your personal injury and serious vehicle accident is something that Michael Freeman and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Freeman all do at the firm, and they do it to a great degree. So much so, they've been named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in Maryland, each and every year for at least the last decade. So hopefully you never need them, but you do never know. Call 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or visit them online at maflaw.com.
Hi, this is Jim with Wallace Roofing and Construction. We've been in business for over 90 years, and for good reason. Around here, honesty and integrity still matter. We don't cut corners, we don't use subcontractors, and we never chase a quick dollar. We believe in doing the job right the first time. Call Wallace Roofing today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566, Wallace Roofing. Above all, a good roof.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the governor, we're going to clear up the whole school vaccination system the governor has planned. Not that it's complicated, but boy, is it complicated. Tim Kaine and Pramila Jayapal both have problems with the U.S. government. I mean, with the very structure of the U.S. government. You'll hear from them. And Jimmy Raskin, Yes, Jamie Raskin's at it again because it's been a couple of days since he had a headline, so he's going for it right here this morning on the show. He says that Donald Trump is guilty of human trafficking. So you have that story and a whole lot more.
Yeah, and don't forget we had the big crime walk on Friday through
That's
Park Heights.
That's so exciting.
Governor Taxmore and Mayor BS, along with others, walking through parts of Park Heights. And obviously they had more security for them than they did at the Brooklyn Days Massacre shooting.
What a surprise.
Knowing that was coming, knowing there were going to be all sorts of people there, knowing that it was a flashpoint for the thugs that came out and shot everybody up. Just more of PR. It's propaganda. You know, and they say that... I heard one resident say Friday night that this was... they're not there to stop crime. They're there to listen to us about our concerns, which is what? Stopping crime.
Yeah.
Okay? So, I mean, that's... And he wanted Trump to walk the streets of Baltimore with him during the community walk, as if that was going to accomplish anything. It would just been more because he needs Secret Service comes in. They got to... And do everything they need to do to the neighborhood to make sure.
Let me showboat for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Let me showboat for you.
Would you not call this performative?
Of course.
Which is his favorite new word.
Yeah.
Everything that President Trump does is performative. Now, he and Taxmore and BS, Mayor BS, very performative during the community crime walk. That Westmore news about him, he was on Meet the Press. If you missed it over the weekend, we have all the little goodies that he said coming up next.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCVM, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck, I am an Anthony Weiner with traffic.
It was a good retort. Unfortunately, it fell right on its behind. But that's okay. I know you're just coming back, so I'm going to give you some slack on that.
Oh, very nice of you.
But it sucked, but it was all right.
It sucked, but it was all right. Yeah, that's good.
North, if you're coming up the Parkway North down into the city where it turns into Russell Street North at 95, there's a report of a broken down vehicle in that area. So anybody through Westport right now coming north, watch out for that. City police had a wreck at Carroll Park, Monroe Street, Washington Boulevard, Baltimore County. They had a minor wreck in Perry Hall, Joppa Road, and Bel Air Road. All your normal delays on the Beltway, and now both the Harbor Tunnels looking at a little more than 20-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, low humidity, 76 for the high today. Right now, sunny, already 62 in Stevensville, a cool 56 in Middle River. And at 7:55, you're up to date here on the Morning Drive. Let's go to Tony in Conkeysville.
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, I thought about this. Well, let me just backtrack a second with the flights back to Honduras and Guatemala and everything. I thought about this a long time ago. I know that they have a program now where they're giving $1,000 to send people back in a free flight. They ought to just make scheduled every day at noon from every major airport. You know, if you want to go, we'll give you a $1,000 check as you're getting on the plane. I bet they would just swamp those airports with illegals that want to go home, who don't want to put up with this stuff. But anyway, my suggestion was going to be for the National Guard downtown. Why don't we have a D-Day for downtown day, D-Day? Mm-hmm. If they bring the National Guard in after a week and crime is gone, let's swarm the downtown area with business. Let's go to all the restaurants and the museums and the whole nine yards and do it safely. I mean, I haven't been downtown except for a baseball game, probably in over a decade.
Wow.
For dinner or anything. You know, I was accosted, about 20 years ago, my ex-wife and I were accosted downtown, going to the science center for an IMAX thing. We were accosted by a group. I haven't been downtown since.
Yeah.
My kids and I were accosted about 15 years ago. I did go down there again on kids on bikes.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't go down there. Why not do a D-Day? You know, I bet the businesses would go for that.
Yeah. I mean, well, the business has been clamoring for something. I mean, we had another string of larcenies and, you know, smash and grabs in Riverside in South Baltimore over the weekend. Yeah. So about 20 vehicles had their cars smashed.
I would love to go down to Fells Point for an afternoon on a Saturday and spend a day at Fells Point. If I saw National Guard troops down there and I didn't think, like, guys on motorcycles and thugs were going to come by and maybe rob me or run me over, I'd gladly spend a day down there. You know, spending my money in the restaurants, having lunch down there, and going to the bars or whatever, I would gladly do it. I think D-Day would be the thing to do.
All right. Good idea. Yeah. At least Tony's thinking positively for the future.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. It's interesting, the dynamic that you see on the various cable news networks. I begin to kind of enjoy the dynamic between some of the folks, like over at CNN, watching Scott Jennings take apart liberal after liberal while he sits there on the various panels on which he happens to be, or watching The Five on Fox News and watching Jessica Tarloff just about explode every single day because she is so intellectually short on the task at hand. But she's getting frustrated by her inability to somehow convince everybody how right she is and how wrong they are.
RFK Jr. should have never gotten anywhere near HHS and should have given him some role at USDA and let him, you know, work on the stuff that was actually bipartisan. This role is so unbelievably out of his league, it's hard to comprehend.
Really? So this is the beginning of the RFK Jr. attack. And, of course, there weren't those on the panel during the five who were perfectly willing to push back just a little bit against Jessica Tarloff and say, you want to tell me exactly why he's out of his role?
You promised to uphold the highest standards for vaccines and have not done so.
What vaccines has he denied someone?
Oh, right. COVID-19.
You mean you can't walk into your doctor's office and get
why
a COVID-19
shot? Why don't you ever
shot?
Prepare? Why don't you prepare? Kathy Hochul had to do it.
Right.
No, Kat, no, it is true.
He reclassified
Kaylee.
It.
Stop.
He reclassified
Kaylee,
it.
You now need a prescription, and CVS and Walgreens is denying it to people because of the quote-unquote regulatory environment.
Really? So you have to need a prescription. Oh, Lord, that's a big imposition. You need a prescription before you get a shot. You have to see the doctor before you get a vaccine. That's the only, really, that's the imposition being put on people. Give me a break, Ms. Tarloff. Every single doctor has to be seen every single time before you have any injection, except, of course, in Tarloff world.
Yeah. Well, then there's RU-46, which is a whole different story.
Yep.
759, we'll talk about Vinnie Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. I just saw Vinnie last week. We recorded a number of commercials, and he's got all new sets of programs. And he's very confident, and as many are, that the Fed's going to cut rates maybe later this month and into next year. That will certainly, hopefully, ignite the housing market. So right now, if you're thinking about selling your home, then Vinnie's the guy you want to call because he's got a database of about almost 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home even before it hits the open market or the MLS. So once you both agree to asking price and time frame and you sign on the contract on the dotted line, your home is sold, guaranteed, and that's the Vinnie Steele guarantee. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. Coming up next, Governor Moore hints that he may not run for president in 28. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump insists he is not declaring war on Chicago when he talks about deploying National Guard troops on a crime-fighting mission.
An apocalyptic weekend social media post from the president generated controversy with its war imagery and suggestion that the newly renamed Department of War was taking aim at Chicago. The president said he just wants to make the city safer.
That's not war. That's common sense.
But Illinois Governor Pritzker criticized the meme and blasted the president's plans to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, officials in Illinois and Massachusetts spent the weekend raising objections to President Trump potentially sending federal troops into their states to deal with out-of-control crime. But it's a much different story in Louisiana, where Attorney General Liz Merle says a sight of troops on the streets of New Orleans or Baton Rouge would hardly startle local residents.
You know, we've seen it before. We saw it in January after the terrorist attack. The National Guard's job is essentially
to help manage civil problems inside the state. And when you federalize them, you essentially say that the federal government's going to pick up the check. They are working to establish law and order in the streets after a hurricane, and we can do that here too if we have crime that's out of control in a city.
Louisiana's Attorney General interviewed on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. President Trump says negotiating a Gaza peace treaty ranks very high on his agenda. He also remains hopeful that a Russia-Ukraine deal can be reached, although Russia continues stepping up its aerial attacks on civilian targets in Ukraine. At least six people have died in a terrorist attack at a Jerusalem bus stop. Two gunmen were fatally shot by an Israeli soldier and a civilian. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 70 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Charles of the Whitaker family.
We're looking at a slowdown here on the Beltway, which is normally gets better after Frederick Road, but the outer loop here heading down from Frederick Road towards Wilkins Avenue. I have an idea there's probably something in there. Could be a wreck, might be a broken down vehicle, but we're starting to see some backing through that area already slowing back towards Edmondson Avenue. I looked at the camera coming up at Wilkins Avenue, and the inner loop is clear, but they're also now beginning to slow. So it indicates that there is a problem on the outer loop south of Frederick Road. Try to get a look at that as soon as Chart turns the camera, but it definitely is south of Frederick Road and before Wilkins Avenue on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River has 53 degrees. Bel Air also 53. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore says he has ruled out a 2028 run for the presidency. During a Sunday morning appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Moore said he is excited for another run for governor, and he will serve a full second term if reelected. He says the state has had one of the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in the U.S. The population is growing, and Maryland is moving. When asked about President Trump deploying National Guard troops to Baltimore, Moore said he would, quote, accept federal support to fund more violence prevention programs. An investigation is underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in Baltimore County. On the outskirts of Reisterstown, two people flown into hospital by Maryland State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash at Butler Road and Westminster Pike. According to the preliminary investigation, an ambulance from Carroll County was on its way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by a tractor trailer. The ambulance had its lights and siren activated at the time of the crash. The tractor trailer was transporting fuel, but police say there was no leak. Baltimore Police investigating several weekend shootings. On Friday night, a 17-year-old boy were shot in the 2700 block of Edmondson Avenue. On Saturday afternoon, a man was shot the 3600 block of 9th. And on Saturday night, a man hit by gunfire the 100 block of South Dean Street. None of the shootings were fatalities. Pick 3 Lottery, 114. Pick 4, 7644. It's 8:05, and next, it's time on sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. And all summer long, we heard the Ravens defense talk about being the feared group that they aspire to be, the one that forced turnovers and closed out games. And then last night, the season began.
Spread out. Two Ravens pursuing, and Allen throws, deflected.
Mike Tirico had the call on NBC. Keon Coleman running free much of the night. 8-for-112 through the air in that fourth quarter touchdown, helping the Bills overcome a 15-point fourth quarter deficit for the first time since 1967 and route to a 41-40 last second win over Baltimore. After the game, Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton searching for the words when asked, how could this have happened again?
I don't know. I wish I knew. I don't know. We is kind of banging our heads on the wall with it at this point.
Couple numbers to ponder here on that Ravens defense. 47 dropbacks for Josh Allen last night. One sack, no picks, no push up the middle, no pressure from the outside. Elsewhere in the NFL, four touchdown passes for Aaron Rodgers and a Chris Boswell 60-yard field goal with 2 minutes to play propelled the Steelers to a 34-32 win over the Jets. A failed PAT by the Browns opened up the door for a 17-16 Bengals win, and the Commanders hold the Giants to 3 points on two drives inside the 5-21-6 Washington over New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, how petty can Bill Belichick be? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And thanks for inviting us into your home and your car, wherever you may be listening, either live on the radio or you're streaming us live or even on the on-demand podcast. We appreciate you tuning us in here to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Jamie Raskin accusing President Trump of human trafficking. Projection much? Tim Kaine, once again, we'll revisit what we talked about on Friday. He believes that our rights do not come from God. But our top story here today is for what appears to be, or seems to be, the 200th time in the last several months, Governor Tex Moore was on a national television show.
Mm-hmm.
This time, meet the press. Kristen Welker, the moderator, asking a bunch of questions as we played earlier this morning. He asked whether he would invite the National Guard into Baltimore to help secure the city and stop this violent crime. Of course, they make it sound like there is no violent crime. And yeah, it's down from what it used to be, but it's still way too high. Fourth most dangerous city. In fact, Welker did point that out. in the question. And he said, no, he wants federal support, but not National Guard. So what does that translate? He wants money. He wants federal dollars that he and Mayor BS can squander, as they did with the ARPA money. And their idea of violence reduction programs are safe streets, which last week another felon was arrested associated with safe streets. You know, and we know they've done such a wonderful job with the juvenile justice system here in the state of Maryland. But anyway, I digress. And so another was the stats. And he starts talking about the difference between D.C. and Baltimore.
And I do want to be clear about some of the stats. When people talk about how, well, you know, we've watched a decrease because of the National Guard. Let's be clear about some of the stats. That the National Guard are responsible during this occupation for 744 cubic yards of mulch spread, 886 bags of trash collected, 270 feet of fence painted. You know what we don't have stats on? How many illegal guns has the National Guard seized? Mm-hmm. How many drug busts has the National Guard done?
And yet crime is down in D.C.
Oh, as it is in Baltimore. And in fact, if you're looking at the crime numbers in Baltimore, they're down around the same percentage from D.C. during the surge. And we did not have to ask these citizen soldiers to give up their lives and ask the American people to pay over $1 million a day so we could have fences painted.
The only lives you're asking to be given up are the ones in Baltimore. Because this is a disingenuous argument by a former member of the military, which is kind of shocking,
yeah,
that they have now been categorized as landscapers, trash collectors. In D.C., they're part of the beautification project as well.
Yeah, and he is lying, by the way, about not knowing how many weapons and how many bad guys. Those stats are released almost daily.
Those stats, and carjacking is down 87% in D.C., but here's the point. They're not charged with making arrests or taking illegal guns off the streets. That would be a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. The National Guard in D.C. cannot make arrests in regular law enforcement. Now, they can, if you violate curfew or if you try to violate the perimeter or if they see you trying to do something harmful to a federal officer or a federal building,
right,
they can detain you, absolutely. But so, you know, again, you can't have it both ways. You can't accuse them of violating Posse Comitatus and then advocate, well, we want to see the data from your arrests. So once again, this is, I think, lefties out there on Facebook and social media trivializing the role of the National Guard and it being nothing more than glorified landscapers and garbage men. Shame on you. We'll get to more of what Moore said on Meet the Press coming up next.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 813. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We found the wreck on the Beltway, and at one point, right after we did the last report, those vehicles were in the left-hand lane on the outer loop between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. They're now off into the median, and at that point, pretty wide right there. So we're getting all the lanes by again, but they're slowing, and they're looking at it, and the inner loop is also looking at it. So you have a delay there coming up from I-95 going by the accident scene. But everybody is off the roadway. Baltimore County Fire just dispatching up report of an accident northbound 83 between Shawan Road and Belfast Road. Of course, they'll be checking southbound as well. We'll get some more information on that in the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we're still in that range of about a 20 to 25 minute delay southbound with the normal heavy traffic at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your start of your work week and school week. It's going to be gorgeous. Low humidity, sunshine, 76 today. Clear and cool tonight, back down into the 50s. The rest of the week is going to be sunny and dry. Temperatures in the mid-70s to low 80s. And we heat up as the week unfolds. Right now, we're looking at 60 degrees and sunny in Arnold. And it is 61 under sunny skies in Annapolis. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to see which lefty has lost it completely. For that, we head to the circus because it's where they all put all the freaks. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democratic clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a young man, a college graduate, matter of fact, a college graduate plus a couple of years,
talking with Patrick Bet-David, who is an entrepreneur and a man who can hire people. Listen to this young man explain why he, as a socialist, has trouble finding work.
So what do we do to basically ensure that people like myself who are currently, thank you to the United States, thank you to the state of California for giving me medical insurance to get blood work, for giving me food stamps so I can have food. I've applied to I don't know how many hundreds of jobs. I can show you the receipts. I can show you the email confirmations. Like, I am trying my best to use my values with the freedom that we have.
So if I give you a job, you would work 40 hours a week?
If the job is in alignment with something that's noble and good, I think I could. I'm in a position where I have options.
If the job is something that is in line with noble and good, you know, sport, you're asking a whole lot for an entry-level job. I'm just saying. You want your job to be whatever is noble and good. And until then, you're perfectly willing to sponge off the taxpayer and take taxpayer-funded opportunities as they're available. Because after all, it's easier for those other people who apparently are comfortable doing something that's not noble and not good in order to support your lifestyle. What a leech on society. Get the hell out of here.
8:17, 17 minutes, half the hour. We're talking about Governor Wes Moore on Meet the Depressed. And, of course, redistricting then came up. As you know, the debate in Texas, and Texas General Assembly has passed their redistricting in mid-cycle in between the next census and the last one. And it is believed they could, Republicans could gain up to 4 or 5 seats. But, you know, nothing's guaranteed. You still got to run the races and the elections. But this gerrymandering needs to stop. And it's amazing because Governor Tax Moore telling Walker that he thinks the gerrymandering needed to stop, but then trying to justify redistricting the lone Republican seat currently held by Congressman Andy Harris.
And actually, if you're looking at the same time period of this D.C. occupation, this federal surge, if you look at assaults with a deadly weapon, they've actually increased in D.C. by 8%, in Baltimore have decreased by 10%, and on every other major indicator, from homicides to carjackings, that you say that Baltimore has actually had the same type of drop as Washington, D.C. has had during this period, and we didn't mobilize the National Guard for it.
Now, well, that's, again, you're massaging and manipulating the statistics and the data there. Because carjacking is down in D.C. 87%. It is not down 87% in Baltimore.
No.
And again, I've always said that I just don't think they're accurate statistics being kept by whoever's keeping them at the mayor's office, because I think there's a lot of, they just ignore the total juvenile thug problem that we have. Now to the redistricting question. He's trying to justify here Maryland opening up the possibility of trying to get rid of all the Republicans in Congress.
Will you rule out redrawing the map in Maryland?
No, in Maryland all options are on the table. And I do believe that gerrymandering is actually a true stain on a larger Democratic soul. I do believe that.
Yeah, well then, why engage in it?
Yeah.
If you believe that, if those are your convictions, why engage in you know, gerrymandering, which is clearly has been done in Maryland for quite some time. It's done in every state. Both parties do it. That doesn't make it right, and I think we should eliminate it altogether. And hopefully, maybe one day, we'll get a test case to the Supreme Court and say, that's it. No more. You know, we've seen salamander districts, we've seen snake districts, we've seen districts drawn that are just, it boggles the mind how people think that this is true representation. This is a constitutional republic. It should be banned once and for all, and it should be drawn by population. And if you have a black district that's heavily populated by blacks, so be
fine.
It. Or whites, or Latinos. Doesn't matter. Eventually, you're going to get the representation you need if that's where you live. And so that's the way it should be done. But what's more, it's a stain on the soul of democracy, but I'm going to stain it a little bit more because I stain with the people. 8:20, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Nellie coming after 9 o'clock this morning, of course. Kim Plasek live. Kim is in from 9 till noon. And then, of course, at noon today, with the Rob Carson Show. Coming up between now and 9, by the way, Tim Kaine and Pramila Jayapal both have separate problems with the Constitution and with how rights are granted and decisions are made in this country. Wait till you hear what they have to say. It's just astounding. Right now it's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the smartest, cleverest, and funniest man ever known to mankind. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you so much. My number one fan, Bruce.
That's true. It's true.
The only fan.
That says something right there, doesn't it?
Yeah. Thank you very much. The westbound side of Route 50 coming out of Parole and then going north onto I-97. There's a report of an accident there. At one point said it was in the left-hand lane. It's moving a little better now, but still backed up towards Parole. So it looks like they may be off to the side. But in the meantime, be prepared for that delay as you're coming west and then eventually north onto I-97. The southbound backup is still there, the usual spot at Route 32. We're still waiting for an update on the wreck northbound 83 between Shawan Road and Belfast Road. No information yet from Baltimore County. There were actually two different accidents on the Beltway on the southwest side. Inner loop before Wilkins, the outer loop before Wilkins, both off the roadway. The outer loop is taking a hit. The inner loop was slow back to the ramps at I-95. And again, there was a report of a new accident just coming in Eastern Shore, leaving Queenstown eastbound on Route 50 before the light at Route 213. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, high about 76, and then overnight back down into the low 50s. So nice, cool, sleeping weather. And then for tomorrow, it is going to be a little bit warmer, and the rest of the week really going to be sunny and dry. Temperatures in the mid-70s up to the low 80s. Right now, sunny and 56 in Ellicott City, 55 in Pikesville. Let's go to Steve in Ellicott City. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Your folks need to be aware that at 10 a.m. this morning, there's a rally on Lawyers Mall in Annapolis. It's the final stop on the Only Citizens Vote tour to support the SAVE Act, H.R. 22. Okay? It's Annapolis, and then they go to D.C. 10 o'clock this morning, Andy Harris is the featured speaker. Of course, Dr. Harris is the chair of the Freedom Caucus. He's our lead guy. So everybody needs to try to attend.
I know there's a lot of pushback on the mail-in voting here, and thanks for the call and the reminder, Steve, that President Trump's calling for a ban on nationwide mail-in voting. You know, there was over 800,000 mail-in votes in Maryland last election cycle. The genie may be out of the bottle for some states. I don't know if Maryland will ever return to a secure, safe way to vote, because mail-in voting is not. That's why France has banned it. So many other countries have banned it. It is basically an invitation to fraud. That's why the Democrats support it. Speaking of which, Maryland Governor Wes Moore has again ruled out running for president in 2028. This is like for the fourth or fifth time, saying yesterday on Meet the Press that he will serve a full second term if he is reelected governor next year.
You have not announced you're running for reelection. If you do, do you commit to serve a full term?
Yes, I'm going to be serving a full term. I'm excited about reelection. I'm excited about what I'm going to be able to do for the people of Maryland.
Do you rule out a run for president, Governor?
Yeah, I'm not running for president.
You rule it out?
Yes, I'm
you not completely running for president. Rule it out?
I'm so excited about what we're doing. That we've gone from 43rd in the country in unemployment to now one of the lowest unemployment rates. We've had amongst the fastest drops in violent crime anywhere in the United States of America. Our population is growing. Maryland is moving. And so I'm really excited about going back in front of the people of my state and asking for another term.
So wait a minute, no. This is a guy who says he hasn't declared he's running that yet, but he says, but I'm looking forward to being here for the 4 years.
But he hasn't declared.
What kind of, you know, strange kabuki word, theater is this?
Word salad. You know, it's typical, you know, Mr. Turtle, Mr. Smiling Turtle. But how about Kristen Welker? Get a hold of yourself, Kristen. I mean, you're completely ruling it out.
Oh, please run.
Oh, my God, please run, please, for the sake of America. I mean... This is what passes for journalism in the modern age? And I tell you, that is so sad to see how the once mighty great networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, because I never thought PBS was great to begin with, but they all have fallen off right off the cliff. They've fallen down the left-wing advocacy platform, and all they do is spew, and I mean spew, propaganda. And that's what they've been doing for quite some time, and this is what continues here with Governor Moore. In case you missed it earlier in the show, we said that he put out a press release regarding the COVID jab, which I find to be just...
puzzling?
You know, very puzzling, that basically he's leaving... his official policy is when it comes to COVID jabs for your children and grandchildren in school, he's leaving it up to the individual schools whether to require it or what recommendations. Boy, that's you talk about the balkanization of healthcare policy. Look, I am totally opposed to mandating vaccines. It should be the parents' choice, and parents alone. A, whether you want to vaccinate your child, and B, whether you want to send them to a school, to a public school, whatever the case may be. But I know a lot of parents that made the choice to homeschool during COVID. For that reason, they're not going to inject experimental gene-modifying technology. And now we find out from Secretary Kennedy that one of the guys at the CDC deliberately hid facts about the jab that we should have known.
Yep.
Negative test results, side effects, adverse reactions, you name it. So... that's Governor Moore's policy. Let the schools decide. You should check out with your school.
Let the individual, the school nurse decide without any focus group, without any feedback, without any supervision. That's a consistent policy. Huh? Hey, listen, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about you tell you the birds chirp in the morning, or hearing your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Investigation is currently underway after a Saturday night crash involving an ambulance and a tractor trailer in northern Baltimore County. Two people flown to hospital by Maryland State Police helicopters. Several other people hurt in the crash. The crash was at Butler Road and Westminster Pike just north of Reisterstown. According to the preliminary investigation, an ambulance from Carroll County was on its way to a call in Baltimore County when it was struck by the tractor trailer. The ambulance had its lights and siren activated at the time of the crash. The tractor trailer transporting fuel, police say there were no leaks.
Baltimore police investigating several weekend shootings. On Friday night, a 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy both shot the 2700 block of Edmondson Avenue. Both teens were taken to hospitals. Injuries that were not life-threatening. On Saturday afternoon, a man shot the 3600 block of 9th Street in South Baltimore. Medics took the victim to the hospital. No update on his condition. And Saturday night, a man hit by gunfire the 100 block of South Dean Street. He suffered non-life-threatening injuries as well. City police investigating a series of vehicle larcenies and destruction of property incidents in the Riverside area of South Baltimore. The incidents happened in the area of Covington, Race, and Johnson Streets on Friday night. Witnesses told police they saw at least four suspects near the Race Street vehicle break-ins. The vehicle break-ins follow a recent crime spree in nearby Federal Hill that damaged more than 30 vehicles and three vandalism incidents at Moo Moo Cow's ice cream shop. And football fans, yes, gathered to watch the Ravens lose against the Bills. In the fourth quarter, they were leading 40-25. They managed to lose the game 41-40. And Governor Wes Moore has again ruled out that 2028 run for the presidency, as we've been talking about. During a Sunday morning appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Moore said he is excited for another run for governor, and he will serve a full second term if reelected. Pick 3 lottery, 114. Pick 4, 7644. And next, it's traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
8:33 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who never sleeps, never rests, never takes a vacation, and is always aware of how the trees look because the cameras are looking at them most of the time during rush hour. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, now come on, we were having a good time till then. Bring out an old wound, you know what I'm saying?
A wound.
Yes. The JFX southbound, you're okay from Ruxton Road through the city-county line, the west side beltway, and the southwest side. Had problems earlier, outer loop south of Frederick Road, inner loop near Wilkins Avenue. Both sides there are still slow. And looking around on the Beltway, been hearing some chatter about a wreck on the inner loop. I have not yet found it. Been looking all over the place on the west side here at I-70. Those delays are still there because of the problems heading down towards I-70 and down through Frederick Road. The inner loop at Greenspring was still moving at last check with the lanes open, but there's a slow spot there at Greenspring over towards the JFX and the Parkville side. Still looking at brake lights as you're coming around from Bel Air Road and eventually over towards Providence Road and Delaney Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, we're in for a beautiful start to the work week. Temperatures will rise to the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have plenty of sunshine. It'll get cool tonight as we drop to the low 50s under clear skies. But tomorrow, it's back to the mid to upper 70s and looking good. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports, brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Biggest decision for John Harbaugh last night came with under 2 minutes to play. Ravens clinging to a 2-point lead, 4th-and-3 at their own 39, with the game's greatest playmaker under center. Harbaugh elects to punt, and 9 plays later, Buffalo celebrates a 41-40 win. Post-game reaction on the decision, first from the coach. How seriously did he think about going for it?
About going for it, you know, you just 4th-and-3. If you don't get it, you're in field goal range, you know. So I think punting is probably what most people would do there.
And then from Lamar on if he had a say in the decision.
No, I was cramping, so that's why I pretty much jogged out the field, because if I wasn't, I would be, everybody here know I would have been trying to go for a 4th-and-3.
What? And maybe that's played into the reason why Harbaugh elected not to go. And then on the game-winning field goal, Kyle Hamilton in the postgame, feeling that he should have had the block.
I swear I thought I blocked it. I don't know if it went under, over, through my hands, but I want that one back. Shouldn't have come to that point, but it is what it is.
And what it is another gut-wrenching fourth-quarter loss for the Ravens, again with a double-digit lead, 15 points entering the fourth quarter. Other post-game notes, Ravens defense had only one sack, no picks in the game, not much pressure on Josh Allen. The return of Mark Andrews to the scene of the crime, a nothing burger, one catch, 5 yards, but he was effective in the blocking game. And Derrick Henry with two rushing scores in the game, moving it past Jim Brown and into sixth place on the all-time list, but that costly fumble with 3:06 to play. Local college football over the weekend. Towson got some late-game heroics from Oregon State transfer John Dunmore, the receiver hauling in an 18-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Indorf. 28 seconds to play. Towson wins the Battle of Baltimore, 27-22 over Morgan State. The pettiness of Bill Belichick has no end. The Carolina head coach, who won his first game Saturday, has reportedly banned Patriots scouts from attending UNC practices, while also limiting access to other scouts across the National Football League. And high school football over the weekend, interstate action. Archbishop Spalding falling to Hunt of Princeton, New Jersey. The Cavaliers now 1-2. St. Francis beaten by national power California St. John Bosco, 21-14 was the final. Private school action, Mount Carmel over Bishop Ireton of Alexandria. Calvert Hall over Curley. Loyola beat Georgetown Prep. MPSSAA action, Perry Hall beaten by Glen Burnie, 33-19. Delaney over arch rival Towson, 46-8. D.C. action, Sean Casey's number one DeMatha Stags march on, 30-14 over Amhotep Charter of Philly. The time now is 8:37 when we return your early leader in Friday Football Pick'em.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, speaking of DeMatha, by the way, I've never heard you sing the DeMatha fight song.
On the shores of Old Potomac, near a field of rye, stands an old abandoned outhouse known as DeMatha High.
Yeah. Keep going, Sean.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Friday football pick'em. Bruce, you got your picks in. I appreciate even though you're on vacay.
Did I stink?
You stunk.
Okay. We both stunk. We stunk up the joint.
I picked a couple upsets.
The rightful balance of order apparently has been restored, according to Gary.
Gary goes 3-1. Bruce and Sean rounding, mopping up the rear, as it were, 1-3. The difference was the two upsets. I got San Diego. I got L.A. over KC, and I got Green Bay over Detroit.
Right.
And that's where we are. So I think I'm going to retire on top after week one.
Yeah, it's a long season.
Really? Think so?
Yeah, really.
Long season. It's really long because Bruce won last year.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Not only that, the offseason was really long.
That comes a big strategy. Do you play the chalk, or do you continue to be who you are?
I go chalk the rest of the way.
I bet you will.
I want that crown.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Congratulations. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where there are people in Congress who have a real problem with the way the Constitution is set up, apparently, and our common understanding of what constitutional rights are and aren't. One of them is Pramila Jayapal. She's very distressed somehow. What's she distressed about? She's really concerned that the Supreme Court is actually doing the job that's in the Constitution for them to do.
I'm really distressed that the Supreme Court is starting to overturn lower courts. In fact, I was just reading an article where several federal judges are saying, you know, we have also been entrusted with upholding the law. And when the Supreme Court just gives a one-sentence overturn of the lower courts, it is essentially taking a lot of power away from the lower courts to rule and centralizing that power in a Supreme Court that people really don't have faith in.
What a bunch of hooey. Yeah, the Supreme Court, what are they doing? They're doing their job, ma'am. This is what the Constitution requires of them. And you're upset because they're making decisions that conflict with the lower courts? Well, then why have a Supreme Court? Seriously.
If you're upset because some of there's this thing called the Supreme Court that has the temerity of overruling liberal justices way down on the food chain, this is a crisis for you. It's not a crisis if you actually read the Constitution that you swore to uphold when you took your office, by the way.
This Supreme Court has corrupt justices who people understand have been bought and paid for by wealthy corporations, wealthy individuals, billionaire donors who give RVs and luxury trips to those justices with no enforcement of any kind of ethics laws.
Wow, really? Seriously.
If she truly believes that, if the Supreme Court can be corrupted, what makes her believe that lower courts can't be corruptible as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, after all, if you can buy off the Supreme Court, why can't you buy off a circuit court or a district court or an individual judge or two or three judges in each court district? I mean, come on now. Let's be sensible about this, but she has no interest in that. She has interest because the Supreme Court is saying to some of the lower courts, your decision makes no sense at all.
The word constitutional crisis is complicated, and I think we are on the brink of a constitutional crisis because we have a Supreme Court that continues to overturn lower court rulings, continues to allow the president an excessive overreach of power. That's what we're seeing every day.
Really? Okay. Listen, it's fascinating to hear from somebody who has sworn to uphold the Constitution, who clearly does not think the Constitution is something worth upholding, and believes that we should do our best to abrogate the Constitution when it comes to legal decisions. Because in her mind, once a judge has made a decision that favors her point of view, no matter where it is in the process, that's where you stop, Sean. You stop right there. Nothing goes further. There's no reason to have something called a Supreme Court. Now, Tim Kaine is another one. I'm going to play you this soundbite, but something tells me this will be a conversation during this week. Listen to what Tim Kaine says about our rights as citizens.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. The statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
I'm stunned. I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, our rights come from God, folks. The government does not grant us our rights. They don't write a law that gives us those rights. They are inherent. They are unsurmountable as far as a legal system goes. They are our rights now and forever.
That's perfectly explainable because if you follow the communists, the Marxists, they don't believe in God. They believe the
government.
Government is God, that the state is God, and that your rights come from who, the men who are in control of
the state.
Of the leaders of government, of the state. And so it's perfectly lines up with the Democrat Party today.
And it scares the hell out of me that somebody would actually have that philosophy in a major political party in this country. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, the man with some of the answers, Chuck Whitaker.
So it looks like the wreck was on the Beltway on the interloop between Greenspring and the JFX. Pretty wide median there, and also they were off to the shoulder, but I saw some flashing lights in that area, and then I saw a wrecker come into there. So we're backed up from that point back through Pikesville, back on the ramp towards 795, and for the traffic coming up from Liberty Road. Let me see. It's not quite back to Liberty Road, but it's going to be slow as you're coming up through Pikesville. The west side outer loop is solid still from 795. We had earlier problems on the outer loop south of Frederick Road. Had a wreck on the inner loop at Wilkins Avenue. Slow recovery there. And the traffic down at Frederick Road. Let me just take a look. Yeah, it's still slow. So they're still looking at the situation there between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. The inner loop was backed up just a bit coming up the hill from 95. And that's still a little bit slow as well. Speed reduction on the inner loop. Parkville side, that's all the normal delay there. Both the tunnels now, good news, beginning to clear out and looking a little better. Northbound 83, about 40 minutes ago, there was a report of an accident north of Shawan Road. We had the wreck northbound I-97 after the ramp at Route 50. Traffic was still slow in the area coming over from Parole. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a gorgeous day today for your Monday. Sunny and low humidity and high about 76 today. It warms up a little bit later on this week and dry for at least the next several days. Ellicott City right now sunny and 58, and in Columbia is 58 as well. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. 32-year-old guy in New York named Jose Cruz is going viral thanks to his inspiring messages for strangers. He's been standing on a walkway on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he holds signs that say things like, if you're looking for a sign that things will get better, this is it. Keep going. Don't give up. Here's Jose talking about his project.
My name is Jose Cruz, and I'm the creator and founder of the World Needs Love Tour. It's a movement to spread love and positivity with messages on signs like this. My goal is to motivate, to inspire, and to spread love. There's all kinds of interactions. There's people that give me fist pumps, people give me hugs. People, some people just look at it, give me a smile. So every interaction matters and makes a difference.
How about that? And just a little spreading love, spreading cheer, good news. It goes a long way. And our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos. Go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family. Trusted by yours.
It would not be a Monday if we didn't have a Jazzy Crockett update.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's, you know, we're going to lose her because of the redistricting. It's going to be such a shame.
Oh, Jazzy Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett, soon to be an ex-congressperson. At least that's the way it sure looks down in Texas because of the redistricting that they have had. She says, before she leaves, Donald Trump is about to fall apart at the seams, and it's time for the 25th.
Donald Trump's hand looks like it's about to fall off.
Oh, it's so funny. I forgot to laugh.
I do think that we should have a reasonable conversation about what the 25th means and whether or not he is physically capable of serving, as well as, you know, I've already decided that he is mentally incapable, but clearly enough people are not listening to me.
Okay, you got that? In other words, there's no basis for any of that. She wants the 25th because, in her view, she doesn't like Donald Trump, so she wants the 25th because the cabinet will then replace him with somebody more to her liking. Like herself, one would suppose.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
But you know, yeah, this came out last week and you weren't here, but I thought this would be a good time to play it for you because we've talked about this, well, how she came of a great upbringing and she went to the finest schools money could buy.
Yep.
And so I think when you're not genuine, when you're not authentic and you make up a caricature mm-hmm. of yourself, then you should never, ever be taken seriously. Case in point, you'll hear the articulate, educated Jasmine, and then you'll hear Jazzy Crockett from the hood.
First of all, it's good to see you in the new year. You know, no one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Maybe because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is. Yeah, I don't know how many of them on that side are getting divorced because they getting caught up sleeping with their co-workers, staffers, interns, all the things. Yeah, you ain't got to believe me. Just go Google. You'll find some of it. I'm telling you, and the wives is being messy and petty. They putting it in.
Okay, now, to be really straightforward, if you were a white politician and pulled that crap,
yeah,
you would be called out in a minute.
It just reminds me, for some strange reason, remember Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live,
yes,
when he used to do buckwheat?
Yeah.
O-tay!
I mean, I'm absolutely, she's a caricature of
absolute.
A human being.
She's a cartoon, is what she is. And she'll be gone
Very can't be doing this thing. Wow.
8:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Listen up, homeowners. If you need more space, don't move, improve. Sean Casey here for AES Builders and Home Improvement. Not only are you saving money, but you're adding extra value in your home with a home addition that'll blend perfectly with your existing space. Whether it's a sunroom or expanded living space, AES brings the vision and craftsmanship to make it happen on time and on budget. Build smarter. Visit AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any new addition. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The Rob Carson Show.
Project Baltimore analyzed state testing data, found 40% of high schools in Baltimore had zero students test proficient in math. Every elected official in Maryland who represents Baltimore City is from the same party, Democrat. Every state senator and state house of delegates member who represents the people of Baltimore is a Democrat. That is a fail, as failing as the Baltimore public school system is.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, by the way, I should mention this. While I was on vacation, I was hoping Kim would be in the studio for this, but while I was on vacation, I happened to go through Facebook on one of the days, and here's Kim in this dress, and it's amazing. I mean, she's wearing a dress that costs her like $12.99, something like this. She looked great, tremendous. And so I spent some time trying to find at the outlet stores up where I was a dress like that that I could model. Unfortunately, they don't come in like 48.
Why would you be modeling it?
Because I want to see if I could look as good.
Are you coming out? Or are you making a transition?
No, I was just saying if I could look as good for $12.99. I could buy a pair of socks
for $12.99. You may want to call Jennifer Pritzker. She might have a dress for you.
He might have a dress.
That would fit your form.
Yes, exactly. That's a little closer to truth, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, that's hurtful, Sean. That's hurtful.
I'm going to throw up.
I already did.
Yeah.
I can't do this last report. I'm just kind of gagging all over the place.
Yeah. Once again, here he is, the Gagmeister himself. That, I mean, as a joke and not as a gag. Never mind. Yeah.
Yes?
Never mind.
I'll go now.
Please do.
Thank you very much. The inner loop towards the JFX Green Spring Avenue area, there was a wreck there on the shoulder. Then we had a report there might be a wreck at the ramp at I-83. I looked at that camera. It looks like the ramp is okay. So we're just slow in that area. Liberty Road up through Park Heights Avenue. But it is getting better. It's the west side that's still hurting. We had two different accidents at one point. Outer loop south of Frederick Road. Inner loop at Wilkins. And right now, if you're getting on the Beltway at 795, you are stop and go from there, and it doesn't really get any better till after we clear the ramps at Frederick Road, and then the speeds are still not up to the posted limit. It's still slow going down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue. The outer loop on the Parkville side, all of that is the normal delay. Northbound I-97, the wreck earlier, maybe on the shoulder now. Northbound I-97 as you were coming on the ramp from 50 on the westbound side. And most of the backups now pretty much cleared. We're good to go, barring any new problems at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous Monday. Sunshine, low humidity, 76. Things warm up here by the midweek, but we're inching towards fall. It's no doubt about that. Sunny and 60. Look at Kim.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sean.
Is that the dress? Is that the dress?
That might be.
The dress?
Did you wear on Facebook last week?
Oh, no. My red dress from Target?
Right.
Yeah.
No. This is Calvin Klein. How dare you, Bruce?
Well, you stand that much up on fashion.
See?
Well, I mean, I wanted to get something.
You should not venture, and that's one of them.
I wanted to look as good as you did for
$12.99.
So I went to the outlet stores up where I was. I could buy a pair of socks for $12.99. That's about it.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
Well, as long as they're red, you're in the right ballpark.
Exactly. Close.
Kim Klasick live coming up next. What you got coming up on the show?
Oh, so much to talk about today. We are going to catch up with candidate Ed Hale. You know, he's in Penn North today, this morning, I should say, with Kenny Ebron. Kenny Ebron lives in the Penn North area. He's been calling out Governor Wes Moore and Brandon Scott. His clip went viral over the weekend, saying that it was just a photo op that Wes Moore and Brandon Scott were in Park Heights. He said that on camera. And everybody, everybody shared that clip. You guys probably saw it as well. But he'll be, and Hell will be in Penn North this morning, because apparently he invited Wes Moore to come walk with him in Penn North at 10 o'clock. So we will talk to him around 10:30 to see if Wes Moore, in fact, does show up.
Well, his schedule says he's in Ocean City today.
Okay, so he's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there.
But if he were in Ocean City, he'd be on some celebrity's yacht overseas.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But is Clooney in town? And I wasn't told?
Yeah, so we're still going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Ed Hale about it and ask him why he chose Penn North for the walk. I'm sure we could all guess, but I want to talk to him about it. Also, COVID-19 vaccines. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Governor Wes Moore put out an executive order basically saying that the schools can decide.
On their own. Each individual school can recommend or require.
What in the world is going on?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, the children weren't affected. Like, you know, many adults were, especially the elders. But why would we mandate a vaccine for children, one that is pretty much brand new, number one? Number two, we saw where kids were affected as if they had, like, a, you know, a cold.
Well, if this continues, then you're going to probably, I don't know if enough parents would feel this way, but I think massive civil disobedience. Just don't send your child to school.
Well, you saw what happened when RFK Jr. went up against Elizabeth Warren on that. He said, basically, do you want me then to start recommending vaccines without established medical proof that they're effective?
Yeah,
because that's what he's asking about the COVID vax.
Because she took $880,000 in donations from Big Pharma.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that. I don't think many parents know about it because it's kind of been slipping through the cracks. So we're going to talk about that. And then I'm losing my voice, apparently. Shout out to Olivia Klasick. They had their first soccer game on Sunday, and she got two goals.
Oh, hey, wow. Big superstar.
I know. I was so excited. I was screaming. So I will get through this show carefully today.
It's hard to imagine her screaming.
Yeah. I was screaming.
Congratulations, Olivia.
Yes.
All right, Kim. We'll stay tuned. Jamie Raskin, this is classic Democrat projection if I've ever heard it.
And we're going to show people that this is an administration that is on the side of the human traffickers and the sex abusers. And if you look at Donald Trump's pardons, and if you looked at various actions taken by the Department of Justice, they are overwhelmingly on the side of sexual offenders and human traffickers.
Wow.
First off, he's criticizing Trump over the Epstein files. Trump, look, more than anybody else, has tried to get as much as he could out. And judges have blocked the grand jury testimony. So Biden did nothing. Squat. Biden eventually lost 300,000 to 500,000, whatever figure you want to go by, children that came across the border, and he released them into unvetted, unscreened, unfiltered people. They're working for NGOs and so on and so forth. And as we reported earlier this morning, 23,000 have been found by the Trump administration.
Yes.
So if there's anybody that's guilty of being a human trafficker and a defender of sex offenders, it's Joe Biden, the Democrats, and you, sir.
Yeah, with the tens of thousands of unattended children you left through and put into the hands of those who had abused them. Horrible. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp at your favorite song or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Singh and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. 410-944-3100. Online, AAIAudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
All right, that's going to do it for us. And as we mentioned, stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up live, including with a report from Ed Hale at Penn North. And hopefully he's got some security there. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.